This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Hello. We've started. All the screens have gone black. It's very exciting. We're actually live for the first time on FUBAR Radio. This is Richard Herring speaking.
Lulu.
Hello, Lou. You're right. I've been away for a couple of weeks. And we just said, there's people. Ewan is has gone under the table. He's under Lou's desk.
While you're down there.
So I don't know if we can play any music or not. So shall we try and play a song?
Yes.
So I'll just press A and see what happens.
Yeah, if
and
not, then I'll sing us out.
Yeah, you can sing. That'd be nice. Right. Hey, it's working, I think.
Working.
That's all right. Cool. I'm not listening on my headphones, but I think it's all right. Oh, that sounds good. They're going to love that at home. It's all good. Remember, it's our first day.
Pick
I have to guess for the stings, though, because there's nothing up there. Wait, what do you think this is? I know what it is.
What is it?
It's quite. I hope we have to have a show like this.
Wait, I've got my earphones.
It's talking heads.
I'm not wearing my earphones.
Talking heads, and then she said, and then it was. Anyway, we'll hopefully have a proper show for you. Justin Lee Collins has deliberately sabotaged it. It's not the first thing he's ever done like that. All right, here we go. There's still loads of men running. There's more men running around now. We still haven't repaired stuff. This is very exciting live radio for you.
Shitfest, do you join in?
We'll be back. We don't know when this record's going to end, but we'll be right ready to start talking when it does. If you have any ideas, text in when you think it's going to end to 07860017300 if you know how long this record is, because we have no information. Hope you're not getting that buzz as well, but if you are, sorry about that. It's beyond my control. Yeah. Well, it sounds terrible. Oh, but the things are coming back on. That is good news. The screens are flicked into life. Here we go with that. Look, I can play a jingle if we want. Oh, except this. Everything's different here.
Richard Herring on FUBAR Radio.
Wow. Just to be fair, Lou.
Richard Herring and Lou Sanders.
There we go.
Ripping you a new ear hole.
Because Lou's here as well. So we've had some excitement. I don't know if there's a terrible crack. This is, I think, without hyperbole, this is as bad as what happened to Apollo 13. It's very, very similar. And similarly, the crew have had to put us back together with some sticky tape.
Go home.
We could do talking to the microphone.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
More important now.
Oh,
we're live.
Okay. Oh,
we're literally live. I mean, we've done every other single one as if we're live.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really make any difference.
They haven't edited anything out that I wanted them to anyway.
But if something like that had happened on another time, we might have gone, oh, shall we wait till the computers are working? So it was very exciting. It was almost like it had been set up on purpose just to get the adrenaline running and the sexual chemistry running, I noticed. Because once we're in danger, the sexual chemistry really is like we're in danger, the human race is in danger.
Is
we
that
had
why
to procreate.
You're looking at me like
this. Yeah, I hope you're not getting this awful crackle that I'm getting. Are you getting an awful crackle?
Hey, your radio's broken.
Is this because it's live?
Yeah, this is what happens.
Yeah.
I think it's a plant by Justin Lee Collins.
I think it is. I think Justin, he wasn't very friendly when he left out, when he went out. Which, you know, I'm quite pleased with. I don't want to be his friend. So coming up on the show is What's in the Bag. There's a super duper What's in the Bag coming up. I've brought some stuff in. There's some great stuff. But then also we're going to throw, because we're live, we can talk to people at home.
Whoa.
We're going to throw this open.
Lucky them.
It's going to be like going live or something where a listener at home could play along on a terrible video game. You are going to, the last item, you're going to describe it and the person at home is going to have to try and guess what it is. If you want to play that, get email in herring@fubarradio.com. Give us your phone number, we'll ring you back.
Wait, give us your phone number, mate.
Give us your phone number. Lou will ring you back after the show. If you attach a photo and if you've got nice kind of washboard muscles and stuff, that's what Lou likes. That's what she likes. Or just if you've got quite a nice cock, just send a picture of that in. Or vagina if you're a girl.
Or breasts. Too rude.
Don't do that. Don't send us any cock pictures in. But vagina pictures are very... not very... I don't want to see that. That is for procreation alone and giving birth. That's what it is for. Not for looking at. And at FUBAR Radio on Twitter. Don't do that. At Herring1967 on radio. Twitter. On at Lou Sanders on Twitter, or call us 0330-223-0200. I was trying to do it in Morse code at the same time there. So coming up, What's in the Bag? Mm-hmm. Someone will be playing along live, and they will also win all the things that are in the bags, and there's quite a lot of stuff.
Is it as good as the baby food? And
it's better. It's actually quite good. I cleared out some stuff, and then I brought one thing, and I thought, oh, actually, I'm not going to give that away because that's too good.
So tell us what the one thing you...
It was...
Then we can set a barometer.
You can see what it is. Only because I think like a fan of mine would really like this, and I don't want to give it to some FUBAR radio idiot. It's that.
I mean, you think you can afford to get rid of
it? No, it costs $7.95. This is a Nessie doll, but it featured in my DVD.
The
12 Tasks of Hercules Terrace.
Right.
Which
I mean, you're right. The demand for that will be.
I went to kill the Loch Ness one. Someone would love that. There are some people at home who would love to have that.
Unbelievable. I quite like he's got a little,
because he's the Loch Ness monster. He's got Nessie written on him or her. Yeah. He's wearing like one of those, you know, see you Jimmy
me,
hats.
Why don't you let me sell it on eBay?
And he's got a little tartan, got a little tartan bow tie. I think that is, and also his spine is made of tartan, and that is apparently anatomically exactly what the Loch Ness monster looks like.
Right.
It's amazing it's got a tartan. So we'll put that as a little, that's for us. That's
and
not
that's,
good.
That's what you can't win.
You can't win that. It's, but the prizes, the other prizes are almost as good as that.
Less good than a bright green toy.
They're good stuff. There's some, there's some good things. And you will win those if you are lucky enough to be the person who gets in. So that's that. We've got some amazing guests coming in quite soon. We've got three guests this week. Andrew Maxwell will be coming in about an hour. Before that, Brett Goldstein, who's been on before.
Yeah, but he's a friend of the show.
Well, I don't know about that. He's not my friend. and Kerry Godleman, who is my friend, who you'll remember played my girlfriend slash wife in the film Hard to Swallow.
No, I don't remember that film.
Oh, okay. Well, go and look that up online. You can probably watch it online. We played lovers, at least. But lovers who were past their prime.
Is that a film that you wrote to get?
No, I didn't. There was no kissing. I was very... In fact, we might talk to Kerry about it, but I ad-libbed a line... in which she said something. We were allowed to ad lib a bit.
Yeah.
She said something about, we were arguing a lot. She said to me something about wanking into a sock. Nice. And as she left, I said, well, at least the sock's got some elastic in it. Nice.
So misogynist.
That's nice. But my character was misogynist, so it was allowed.
Written by you.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't written by me, but I made it up.
Based on you.
And we've got Lou stories. You've got three stories this week, Lou.
I've excelled myself.
That is unbelievable. We'll be looking at the news live. Anything could happen. Let me just have a look at the BBC website. It's very exciting being live, but I forgot we were live for a second there.
So did I.
When things weren't going wrong. Dark policing behind Adam's arrest. That's the latest news.
Don't look at it at home. There's,
we don't need to.
Talking about it.
Briscoe guilty of lying to the police. This is like the news. I can't make any jokes about these things. They're awful, awful stories. All my eye photos have just come in. Heroin role in Geldof death. We knew about that already.
Yeah, that's a shame.
It is a shame. It's not. Can't be funny, can we? The McCann's frustrated over inquiry. It's not. The news isn't at all funny. This isn't helping us.
Make you thin.
Does heroin make you thin?
Yeah.
Well, I don't. I think it does. Yes, it makes you so thin that you become a skeleton. That is the danger of it. I've just again fallen down on this chair.
I mean,
Justin Lee Collins is absolutely. I mean, he doesn't fall down on this chair. It's because I keep on pressing my feet.
The show
against
is electric. What
it's good. Is this actually going out?
This is going. Hey, people are listening.
Do you know what? If you're enjoying this at home, this maybe crackly. It's crackly
you're
in my ears.
This at home, have a word
Nessie's
yourself.
Just been trying to change. He just fell over onto the. And I'm too high up now on my stool. If you're enjoying it, you can download this and listen to it again now via the app or via the website. The Android one will be ready in 48 hours.
Right.
You can already do it on your Apple apps.
And guys, just live your lives. I mean, just get on it, you know. But listen, let's live our lives right here and now.
Yeah.
What the hell are we doing?
We're doing the show. So we've got some fantastic guests coming. Andrew Maxwell.
Yes.
Brett Goldstein,
yes.
And Kerry Godwin.
Yes.
You can get in touch with the show at Herring1967. Tweet me right now. If you're listening,
why
tweet me.
They
let me
get
know.
In touch? Tell
just
me
tweet.
Why.
Come and join in. Have fun.
What have we got a topic for?
We have, but we don't do that in this first bit. Lou,
okay,
you know
sure.
That. We usually would do what's in the bag, but it's such a mega amazing what's in the bag. I want people to be able to ring their friends and say, hey, be listening in about an hour's time
because
there's some amazing stuff coming out the bag.
You've been a Kit Kat that's been in Richard's cupboard for a month.
It isn't good. It's better than that. There's nothing edible, I don't think.
Better than your swimming trunks from last
time. They are better than that. You remember them, though, don't you? Remember the little gauze.
Every damn night.
you're feeling your little fingers on the little insider liner where... just recently, my aged, gnarled old bollocks have been sitting.
I now associate stained tea bags and swimming pools
It's quite nice in this studio because we're in the proper studio where things can go out live. Apart from the chairs being either too high or too low, like in a Goldilocks cartoon.
Yeah.
And apart from the microphones not working properly, and apart from the screens going down, just
and
as we're starting,
smelling of Justin Lee Collins,
and apart from the odd unguents of Justin Lee Collins underneath this desk, it is. I can look right at you because you're sitting right opposite me.
Oh,
it's
I thought
quite
you
nice.
Looked happier.
I did.
Today.
It's
I
nice.
You had a glint in your
you're
eye.
You're looking very. You've been out in the sunshine.
I have. I've been cycling around in it.
Have you?
And you know, as I told you in the break, I'm blooming getting some, aren't I? So,
Lou has as a young man. That, like Katy Perry, she's
nothing
found...
serious.
Oh, well, so. That's, I hope he's not listening.
Don't, don't rule me out.
Don't rule. So you reckon you can do better, but
no,
this guy
I
will
like
do
him.
For the minute.
I like it, but I've never met him.
But now, if you marry him, I'm going to come to the wedding and play that piece of tape.
Please. But, do.
And then you'll say, oh, yeah. Maybe.
Oh, I bumped into my ex boyfriend in Sainsbury's with his new girlfriend.
Wow. Uh-oh. So that's why you've got a
and
new boyfriend.
I knew.
So you just grabbed the guy, you grabbed the chair, said, come on, you're my
the
boyfriend.
Security guard. Let's play Mummies and Daddies by the pastor aisle.
How was he getting? Did he look happier with his new girlfriend than he was with you?
Yeah,
I can imagine.
Actually, I knew I was going to say it's really weird. I was like, I wonder if I'll see him in it. And then I saw him, and then he had his new girlfriend, and then I ran out and I didn't get to. And I was really livid because I was supposed to pick up a couple of grapefruits, and the other shop didn't have the grapefruits.
We know we're actually on air still. We're not. This isn't the in between bit with this. So we'll be talking. We're going to play a record in a sec. But we will be talking about. I've just been to Russia.
Yeah.
And I came back and I'm still alive.
Yeah.
I'm quite banged. I wasn't locked up. I wasn't banged away. My mum was worried that if we went off the kind of prescribed routes, we'd be taken away and
your
locked as political
prisoners. Is a worry wart.
She does worry a lot, and it has had a massive effect on my life,
yeah.
I think. Because I'm very overcautious.
Look at you.
I am. And so I don't need to look at me.
He's never ridden a bike in his life.
I'm going to get my bike out of the shed, but it's got.
Big talk.
And start riding around again, but it's got. Got two flat tyres at the moment.
Mm.
Well, that's the kind of bombshell you get on live FUBAR Radio with me, Rick Terring, and Lulu Sanders. And
we've
got.
You go.
Yeah, I will go. There's lots coming up. It's the 1st of May, Pinch Punch, first day of the month. And in honour of it being the first day of the month, here is the last day of magic.
Oh, this
it almost works as an idea that by The Kills, who.
Yeah.
We can talk over for a bit, though.
Astrology Zone's out today because it's the first of the month, so that's good, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. Better get on that now.
We'll look out for that. So there's lots of fun stuff coming up. Do get in touch with the show if you're enjoying it. Ring in. We'll just talk to you about anything you like. We don't really care. It'll pass the time.
Yeah.
It would have passed in any case, yes, but less slowly. It's the only show that quotes Waiting for Godot and doesn't have any UKIP MPs on it. Hello. What's happened there? That just stopped. Maybe it was meant to. I hope you can. I can't believe it's going so wrong. Is this a Noel Edmonds gotcha? Is that what's going on? Is he going to burst through that wall in a second?
He'll revive his own career and ours at the same
time. It could be. It might be a Justin Lee Collins gotcha. That could be. Mm. That would get him back on the telly.
Yes. Let's
that would be
pitch
nice.
It.
I'm going to pitch that.
Hey, let's not be part of the problem. Let's be part of the solution.
Okay, cool. I don't know what happened there. I hope you're listening. Richard Wiggins and Andy McCaich, of course, are listening. I didn't need them to tell me, but they have told me. They've come to tell me. And if you are listening and want to join in with the show, then get in touch at Richard Herring. It's not even what it is. At Herring 1967 or at Lou Sanders.
Yeah.
Or email herring@fubarradio.com. Or you can call us on the telephone. 0330-223. I'll start again. I've really lost it. It's the excitement of being live. 0330-223-0200. Or if you like, you can text on 07860-017300. That's 07860-017300. That's the text number. Tweet at FUBAR Radio. Don't tweet them. We won't find that at all. And we are going to be looking. I noticed in the news with my satirical eye, Lou, that lots of people were forced to queue at customs on the way back from their aeroplane, which I'm glad didn't happen to me on the way back from Russia.
Yeah.
And we got through quite quickly, though the man at the Brit Customs did criticise the state of my passport. It's quite dog-eared and turned. And actually, the picture on my passport, if you look at the back, I'm sure it's not a legal passport because there's a big hole in the passport. What's going on?
It's a picture of Susan.
We've got a caller already.
What?
Should be there,
we're going to see if they're there.
Stop the clock.
Hello, is there someone there? Hello, this is Richard Herring speaking. Are you on the phone? Can't hear them. Oh, well, that was exciting. I've got... No, it's gone. There we go. So that was what the kind of thing that could happen if you ring in, you could be you could. So anyway, there was a queue at the airport, and the people couldn't get into the country for 4 hours.
Is this a
dream, Lou? Have I fallen asleep?
Is this as bad as this could possibly be going?
We'll never work in FUBAR Radio again.
Thank God,
no one listens to it. So I thought it'd be interesting if people emailed in or tweeted in or rang in, like Joe just did, with stories about queuing.
We will not talk to you. We will just.
It's stories about queuing. So, like I think I told on the last show, it was a long time ago, 2 weeks ago, about how I was in a post office queue and an old man said threatened to piss on the floor and shit in his pants.
Yes.
That's the kind of thing we're looking for. Or I was held on a queue for 45 minutes by Auto Direct, the insurers. This week, because I'd rung. I'm very cross about it because it happened to me last year as well, and then I stayed with them, and then I rang up and I arranged my insurance, which is very expensive because I'm a comedian and thus will drive in a funny way, as David Baddiel used to say. They passed it all and said, "Yeah, that's great." I paid the money, and then they emailed back on the last day to say, "Oh, you owe us £330," and I don't owe them £330 because I told them all the truth. So I had to ring them up and wait for 45 minutes listening to Oasis, and then I'd used a swear word.
And what was the result? Please tell me.
Well, they let me off because they were right.
Thank goodness.
They said, well, it's on the computer. I said, well, I happen to know that legally you're not allowed to charge me anything. They said, bleh, bleh, bleh. And then I said, you should charge you for my fucking time.
I'd appreciate it if you go and fuck yourself.
Well, I said fuck. And then he said, I would appreciate it if you didn't use that kind of language. And I said, I would appreciate it if you didn't keep me on the phone for an hour.
Yeah.
You cunt.
Well, it wasn't his fault, Richard.
It wasn't. And I realised that. So I want to apologise to that guy.
Big shout out, fuck off,
you motherfucker. Don't tell me when to swear and when not to swear. I'll swear when I like. I'm like Jeremy Clarkson. I'll swear, but I'll say racial epithets under my breath so you can't quite hear what they are. That's what I'm like.
And that's a nice message just going out. But
it's a topical story. I was being topical.
I got car insurance, right?
Yeah.
And
that's not what this is about.
You were saying about the car insurance.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
You just said about.
Can I just give out the number to the
person? Oh, my God.
If you tried to call us.
I
have given it out loads of. 0330. Get a pen. Write this down. I'm starting at 0. Have you got your pen? 0330-223-0200. If you look at my Twitter feed, it's up there. So ring us up. What about your car insurance? I'm surprised you can drive.
I can't. I'm really bad at driving.
but you are allowed to.
But I got car insurance, so I was driving my friend's Tilton Towers. And then,
tell you what, you've been driving me mad the last couple of weeks. So
I've been driving you crazy, baby.
No, you have.
And they were all making barbed comments, like sort of like, oh, when was the last time you drove? Oh, are you sure you're okay to drive the whole way there? And then I was like, guys, I'm really good at driving. What's your problem? And as I said, I smacked the windscreen like mirror on another car and the plastic went flying.
Wow.
But the timing was perfect. Yeah. I'm so glad it happened. But then they said they were going to charge me £160 for it.
Yeah, quite
and
right.
And I was like, well, hang on a minute. It was fully comp. I always get fully comp because I can't drive. I said, it's fully comp. And they said, well, no, that doesn't include the wing mirrors or the wheels.
Wow.
Oh, no, that doesn't include the wing mirrors.
That's fully comprehensible.
That's like saying it doesn't include the wheels. And they were like, yeah, it doesn't either. Anyway, I got my money back too. So
Well done. We've beaten the system, except that they did charge me £1,500 for my car insurance. So in a way, I've beaten the system, but I should have paid £1,800. So, you know, we're all laughing. We've got an email in from Paul Brunger.
Please.
That's not a real name. I was queuing in an ice cream parlour in Turin, but this is what it should be about queues, not about the car insurance. Don't email us or talk to us about car insurance.
Oh, you were talking about queues. I got
queuing.
Really confused.
I know. I mean, if you're confused, what chance the people at home got? I was queuing in an ice cream parlour, says Paul Brunger, who's chosen to email the show at herring@fubarradio.com.
Stop reading it out.
I was queuing in an ice cream parlour in Turin. I'm just going to keep saying that, then it'll be like a Stuart Lee routine. I was queuing in an ice cream parlour in Turin behind an elderly American couple. She was having a decent English speaker abroad stab at asking the Italian man behind the counter for the flavour she wanted, albeit in a... I like that, albeit in slow motion. I like someone using the word albeit correctly.
I like the fact he's showing off about a few things here. He can afford to go to Turin and order ice cream.
Oh, but Annie uses the word albeit and brackets correctly, at which point her husband would bark the name of the flavour at him in English. I'll try the limone.
Oh,
lemon, God. She'll have lemon. Anything else? Sì, limone, signor. So that's good. So
I
did a little bit of...
Do you want to hear a tweet or
what? Yeah, go give us a tweet.
Do you want to bloody hear a tweet or what?
I do want to hear a tweet.
All right then. Well, Sarah Pascoe, as you know her from...
Sarah Pascoe?
From a variety of television
shows. And she's from the testicles of one of the members of Flintlock.
She said, I queued up for ages in Topshop at what turned out to be not a sales assistant, but a DJ. That is funny.
That's very good.
I queued up to take my top back to
I thought you were going to say take your top off.
Whoa.
No, don't need to queue up for that, darling. Anytime you like. Yeah, carry on. What?
I queued up to take my top back to Topshop.
I'm very bawdy, haven't I, today? I apologise.
Money.
And turn into DL. Wait, you wait and see.
Oh
what,
my God,
you wait until you see what's in the bag.
Let you get a word out edgeways. I was queuing up in Topshop.
I don't care.
No, it's not cares. That good, actually, to be fair.
Go on, tell me the story.
No, because now it's
I want to know. No, we're not going to carry on till you say.
Do you know, I'm going to send my little brother to heckle you in your comedy gigs that are one of your favourite lines.
I don't care.
He's very good.
We're not going to carry on the show until you tell us the story.
Anyway, I queued up for ages in Topshop to take my top
boring.
Back.
Boring.
It was a top from a different store.
That's good. James F. Dale. He says, Roland Gift serenaded my girlfriend in front of me in a creepy way whilst waiting to buy cigarettes in an offie in Birmingham.
That does not sound creepy. That sounds
Roland
dreamy.
Gift is Stuart Lee lookalike. One of the many Stuart Lee lookalikes out there. Terry Christian, the man from Everything
Maybe
But the Girl.
Stuart Lee is a Terry Gift lookalike.
He really looks like Roland Gift. Looks like... Roland Gift came to one of my gigs once, I've just remembered.
Who
that was he's oh, come on, find young cannibals. What's wrong with you? It's almost like you're too young to remember things that happened in the past. King Jong-un, he looks like as well, Stuart Lee. Hey, this
I
is just doing his
I
material.
Mean,
I'm just doing his
that.
Material for him. Let's listen to a record. I think we might have some visitors soon. We'll see if they've turned up. This is the Rolling Stones. This is from before Find Young Cannibals. Jim Rat, have you heard of the Rolling Stones?
Yes.
Okay. They go ba 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 ba. We should have been in the Rolling Stones.
Ba 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 ba.
Richard Herring ripping you a new ear hole.
Also, Lou Sanders is here.
And
so is Kerry Godleman. Hello, Kerry.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How
from
are
off
you?
From off of Hard to Swallow, the short film.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is what you are best known for. You played my girlfriend. Were we married or were we just girlfriend?
I don't think we were married.
No,
we were girlfriend, just, boyfriend.
We weren't getting on very well.
No, I wouldn't say it was a sort of model of a good relationship.
But look, we've got a really exciting thing that's going to happen. We're going to take a live call from someone, even though we've got a proper celebrity off the telly.
Yeah,
they want me to talk to fucking Jim. Hello, Jim. Jim, can you hear me? Oh, for fuck's sake.
Kerry, do you want to pretend to be Jim?
Come on.
I'll be Jim.
Come on, I just literally was speaking to him. What the fuck? They're fucking me around here. I'm not taking this anymore. Thank God this is pre-recorded so we can edit out all this fucking swearing and banging on the desk. Where's Jim?
Oh,
I don't want to have to talk to Kerry
Jim
Godleman.
County Durham here.
Jim's not here. Fucking idiot. I knew he was I could tell he was a prick when I talked to him. I could tell. I knew he would hang up. What a cunt. Hello.
Hi,
sorry. We're allowed to swear
Jim
on here.
Jim might have got cut off for legitimate reasons. I mean, there could be a load of backstory here.
Kerry looks genuinely shocked. Genuinely?
No, I'm not shocked.
She is none. And so you're doing your show, Derek.
Yeah,
second
my
series.
Show, all mine.
You're the main one in it. Everyone says so. Everyone says you're the best one in it.
It's on now, yeah.
Is it on right now?
It's on right now. Although somewhere in the cyber world it is.
That's
but
true.
It's mostly on a Wednesday night.
Okay, good. That doesn't clash with us, so you can watch that. We'll allow that.
That's so generous of you.
Thank you. And what's been happening in the world of Derek this series? Because I've seen a bit where you have to I've seen a little clip of it where you kiss Brett Goldstein, who's he's meant to be here, like properly.
Yeah, where is he?
He's meant to be here. He's scared you're going to kiss him again.
It's that bad.
So yes. What's going on with you kissing Brett Goldstein?
We kiss and then we stop kissing and we're trying for a baby.
Are you?
Yeah.
I can't believe that's awful. How is it kissing him? Because
it was
he's a bit weird and lechy, isn't he, in real life?
He's really.
And he's a kind of odd.
He's ugly. Sex pest.
I know
he's
you're
sex
out there. Why'd you
ugly.
Think I was doing it?
He's ugly.
Lou's a big fan of Brett.
I love Brett.
When they said we're going to have Brett on again, I said, well, we've had him on before. We don't want him on again. Let's just have Kerry. And they said, no, Brett's got to come.
We've got to have Brett. He comes with Kerry. Yeah. Unit.
They're trying for a baby.
Is that, what's it like? Because you presumably knew Brett beforehand.
I knew him from the circuit.
From the circuit.
Stuff. Yeah, so it's
nice.
Is that
weird?
It's
it
lovely,
nice
because I knew David as well, who plays Kev. It's like a little comedy gang.
Yeah.
It's nice.
does your husband mind that you're trying for a baby with Brett?
Well, he understands how acting works, right. And so he's pretty okay with
very
it.
Very clever.
Do you method it quite a lot with that? Because when
I'm trying for a baby with Brett. Hello,
Brett's
Brett.
Here. Come on in, Brett. Sit down. I think you can sit over here, Brett. Nice to see you again.
Away from the ladies.
I was just
sadly.
Saying how great it was to have you back again for a second time.
Sure.
I was just saying how I insisted that you were. They said they wanted Kerry, and then I said no, and not unless Brett's here. Stop doing chocolate.
Brett, do you want to get me pregnant?
Yeah.
The girl who was my girlfriend insisted that we kiss each other before we did any of the kissing.
What? No, really?
But then we started having sex with each other as well and went out with each other. So it was all right. I think she was tricking me into kissing.
It was in the 90s.
It was in the 2000s.
We never did any of that when we played girlfriend. We didn't, because our relationship.
Was it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I overheard you do that ad lib that you chucked into the script. It's so offensive.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have had sort of little domestic rows before filming for Method.
It was good fun. I really enjoyed it. It was good fun. Go and check it out. It's online, I think. I don't know whatever happened to it.
What happened to it?
I don't know. It had an amazing cast.
They should have made a feature.
Funnily enough, I'll tell you, this is a funny story, given where we are. I said to the bloke, because I never get asked to do any acting, ever. I have to write myself parts on my own. And then I can do those. I don't know. And I said to the guy who's directing it.
I said,
could Nick Frost not do this part? Because that's what I assumed that. And he said, "Oh no, I didn't want to get Nick Frost. The person I wanted to get for it was Justin Lee Collins."
No.
So there you go.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
No,
you were brilliant.
I was very good. I was better than Justin Lee Collins would have been, and you know, no pucker pads. So anyway, hello. How are you, Brett? Are you all right?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm very good.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, it's good to be.
Where have you been, Brett?
In a car.
Oh yeah.
What happened? Why is there's no tube strike today? There's no excuse for being late today.
Is it not?
No.
I came on the tube.
I've
been on the tube every day. I don't want to get anyone in trouble, but there's a lot of scabs about.
Maybe so, just you. You've got your own personal scab. Driving your own personal train.
They're everywhere.
That's not a very good strike.
I've had loads of tubes.
I tell you what's weird now. It was good before Brett got here.
Right.
Because you two are sitting over there, I can see you both. This is not our usual studio. Now Brett's here. He's sort of sitting behind me.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
I feel like at any moment
he
might come.
Creepy.
Exactly.
Slightly threatening.
I saw what you did to Kerry on the TV. You were kissing her and stuff.
I'm just
worried that will happen to me.
If you're lucky. Cool. Play cards right.
So Derek has divided... critics, but I think divided the critics between the people who've actually seen it and the people who haven't seen it. Wouldn't that be fair?
Possibly,
I think a lot of people who haven't seen it really don't like it.
Yeah. Mm. A lot of people on Twitter do like it.
Yeah.
A lot of people say lovely things about it.
Also, I think the worm has turned and people enjoy it now.
Yeah. No, I think there's lots of great... It's very divides opinion.
Yeah. Mm.
But I think it's partly because, obviously, it's Ricky Gervais and people... Once you've had a massive success right at the start of your career, it would be nice to have that, I imagine. But also, then it's a kind of little albatross around your neck, isn't it? Because then people are going, well, why aren't you doing the same thing as you did before?
No, exactly.
Yeah,
it's nice to get a little fight going, isn't it?
Yeah.
Get two teams and pick a team. You like it or don't you like it, pick a team.
Yeah.
There doesn't seem to be any ambivalence on the subject.
Yeah, no one has said to my face, it's all right.
No one's got to take it or leave it.
Yeah.
It's just the opposite of your stand-up, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, Lily.
Just kidding around, you know this one's pregnant.
Lou really, really want you to come back again. She's got a casual boyfriend now, so you're probably.
I'm seeing someone from Tinder, guys.
But she's saying.
Wow, so romantic.
How casual?
It means the streets are safer now because I was.
That's
getting,
true. You were.
She was. She was.
I was a
danger
to other people and myself.
And to her flat, and she's just moved into a new flat, and she was gone. I mean, she's talked about this on air. I think she was very.
We've all been there, babe.
He was in danger, and you know, he sounded like a
dangerous theme park ride for him. He was enjoying it.
I'd like, hey.
Will I wear my silky nightie again? Will I flash a little bit of leg? He loved it. Anyway, it's not about me. It's about Derek. Come on.
I'm just laughing at Kerry's face as she looks. She's looking at you, going, "What the hell?" This is what this show is.
I'm finding it reassuring.
It's very very cold in the studio. Are you cold, Brett? You all right?
No, I'm all right.
You're right, because they've just turned the air conditioning off. But I was next door. It's really hot. You've got your coat on.
I've got my coat on. Yeah. I'm not stopping.
Oh, dear.
So, what, are they going to do series three of this, Derek?
Well, series two hasn't even gone out yet. Come on.
It has.
Give that this start.
It's on now.
Yeah, the whole thing hasn't gone out.
There's talk of it.
Yeah,
I think
so.
Sometimes he says he wants to do it. I don't know. It would be nice, wouldn't it?
Mm, it would be nice.
Yeah, we could keep
nice
going.
Nice for you.
Nice for me. Nice for Brett.
Keep you off the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep yourself with the glue.
Don't take long, does it?
No, it's
film
a lovely
it,
job.
Edit it, get it out there. Yeah. Write it first.
Write it.
Yeah. Bosh, bosh.
And are you both, off the back of this TV success, going on big stand-up tours?
I've just done a tour.
Have you? Yeah.
I've just done my first tour.
How was it?
Great. It was nice. I've never wanted to do a tour before. I don't like leaving the house. And I was reluctant, but I actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I can see the appeal now.
Yes, it's fun.
It's nice because people come to see you.
Yeah.
Whereas clubs, they don't know who you are. They can't see most of them. They're so drunk. But when it's in a theatre, it's posh.
Yeah.
So nice.
And they say, we want you, and you come out and they're happy to see you. It's delightful.
As long as they are. If they're not happy to see you.
Well, they're idiots if they bought a ticket for your show. Your face is on the poster.
Where was your favourite one?
Oh, there were so many, Lou. There were some lovely ones. I tell you what, Birmingham was lovely. Birmingham Glee.
Oh, nice.
That was
nice.
And Bath was nice at the Comedia. Mm. It was lovely. Got me out, got me around the country, meeting people. Yeah. I think Winchester might be sick of me now. I did four in Winchester.
Did you?
I think I hammered Winchester.
Four?
Yeah.
Did you do meet and greets afterwards?
No.
Did you stand around like hugging people?
No, I'd look like an idiot. What? I will be receiving fans from the back of the room.
It happens. Some people do meet and greets before the show.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it's a bit needy.
Who does that?
That's needy.
I'm not naming.
Is it you?
Yeah, and by meet and greet, I mean just stand on street corners.
Hey, it's me. I'm going to be on stage in a bit. Say hello. Wave at me if you
say
see
hello
me.
Say hello now, because you might not want to afterwards.
Which sells his merch out the back afterwards.
I do. I've got a big crate of merchandise and I sell it myself.
Do you? What you got?
I've got like all DVDs of all my shows
DVDs,
and books and stuff like that.
Scarves, that sort of thing.
I don't take the t-shirts with me.
Without being, and I mean this genuinely, in no way with any edge to it, how much do you generally sell? I'm genuinely interested.
Enough to make it worthwhile.
Yeah.
Because it sort of pays for the hotel and the petrol and everything.
Brilliant.
And then it's sort of nice to just.
And do you, because I admire it and I respect it, I always find that difficult, like as in the idea of.
It was more difficult.
Do you say at the end of the show if you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I say that. I say what I'm going to do. Yeah. In the old days, it was worse because sometimes when not many people came to see you and it hadn't gone that well, you would just sit at a table and everyone would just walk
crying past. And you said an LP in those days, weren't you? 12-inch LP.
It was all on vinyl back then. But now enough people come and see me that, you know, if one in ten of them come and say hello. I think it's a nice thing to do. Yeah. They seem to appreciate it.
You'd recommend it then, would you?
I would, yeah. I think it's. And if you film your show you've just done.
Yeah.
And then you can sell that one at the next tour.
Next one. With people that missed it.
It's like there's a business to it.
We should probably play a record. Yeah, I think
also,
we'd probably be better.
Also,
we're having such fun.
You get offered hand jobs and stuff.
I got offered a blowjob quite recently.
That's another reason for Brett to do it.
But by a woman who wanted her husband to watch her give me the blowjob.
Oh.
And he was standing there sort of smiling. I mean, she wasn't.
Wasn't that romantic?
Well, I'm married now anyway. And I thought, I've got to do it. There might be a routine.
And he chucked in a free CD.
There wasn't that much room in there.
Tragic,
but anyway, we're going to play a record. I've got a bone to pick with you.
Oh.
Because I lent you my projector for Edinburgh.
I gave it back?
Yeah, but where was the fucking lead? Thanks for that.
Shit. You look like Justin Lee Collins on the Twitter picture. Just seen it now. Look at it.
Hey,
I didn't get it back, but luckily it's just like you can get them all over the place.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to say anything.
You should have told me.
I didn't want to say anything.
Don't wait to say it live on radio.
I thought I'd wait till there was this moment.
Bloody hell.
Jingle massive.
We're going to be on the actual radio now. I'm just going to put you on the actual radio now, so you can carry on talking.
Here we are,
look. Yeah, cool. What's been going on?
We're just having girl talk.
I know you were. I was just checking everything was okay.
You're welcome. You're not a girl.
Anyway, check out the picture on Twitter where you look like Justin Lee Collins.
I can't. Where is it?
What about this one of me? I look like a mad woman.
I think you look lovely.
I'm trying to, you know.
Like I'm waiting for a bus. Got my coat on.
We should have done that in the interval. I look like Kerry Godleyman. That's what. Oh, that is her. Okay. Yeah, do a bit. Maybe this seat is possessed. If you sit in, God, who knows what might happen to you? It might be the seat.
Looking at you with absolute scorn.
You are. I was listening to you. You were just talking. Me and Brett were just talking about my excellent podcast, Richard Herring's Leicester Square Theatre podcast. Yeah. But I was listening to you on Stuart Goldsmith, also excellent podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, really?
It's really good. Did you enjoy it?
I thought I sounded like a wanker, but
no,
there we
are. You did not. It was very open and honest, because a lot of times comedians on there are trying to show off a little bit.
Yeah. Like, I should have tried to show off a bit more.
I think you did the opposite.
I think I should have tried to show off.
You were putting yourself down a little bit
too much. I think I went too far in that, hey, don't look at me, kind of way. Like, you told me off the other day, didn't you? Because I was going, hey, I don't know how I write. It's like, I do.
You were like, oh, well,
I get a pen out and I get a bit of paper and I write. And on that, I made out like, oh, it just happens. It's magical.
But it's an interesting podcast. Have you done that podcast?
No, I haven't. No. I really like it.
It's like therapy.
I wouldn't like to do it. Oversight.
I wouldn't like to do it because I'd be scared. I'm really scared of it because I reckon I'd say stuff that I'd admit afterwards. I'd be like, oh, I reckon I'd break down. And I'd say shit about my past and I'd come across like a total...
That's how I felt. I felt like I'd sort of invited everyone to listen to a private therapy.
Yeah.
Or done stand-up with a boob out or something. I felt really exposed.
He's very good. It's worth listening to. Stuart Goldsmith's comedian. He's good. He's very brilliant. Disarming because he's...
He's brilliant. He asks great questions and it goes... How did you find doing yours?
Well, it was good and we did a...
He
divided it into two because it was such a long conversation.
I liked it. I found it very helpful.
But it is. You kind of open up, and which I hope in my one sometimes that happens. You just get chatting and you forget.
You forget.
At least I don't have a lion bar in my mouth. I hope that's what's in there.
Not a lion bar.
Can you eat during the actual breaks? There's records played where you can stuff your speaking device.
People pay for this.
It's just like a double act thing. It's like we've written this. I'll tell you what, Lee. Why don't you come in and be eating a lion bar during the interview with my sensible guests?
It's not a lion bar.
Now I've just fallen down again.
That was proper comedy, but not great for the radio, unfortunately.
So I'll bring the microphone down. Because the release thing is there, like a little level that
you've
can put your feet on.
On the radio. It's so innovative.
It's all happening. It's all good.
Absolutely.
Is this
idea.
Really? This again,
right.
This
just take happening. Over.
It feels
I'll
like a dream, over. This one. You take over. You ask some
phone
questions.
Phone numbers. Oh, 033.
You don't need to know your phone
223,
numbers.
023. 0200. You can read that out. Took you five times with that. Kerry, how's life at home?
Not as good as this.
Bradley.
Yes, hi there.
Who
I'm
going to
stand up.
At the moment?
I'm going to stand up like
how
a proper DJ. How did you do that?
Okay. Bradley,
why did you go when I pressed that?
This doesn't happen on Woman's Hour.
Excuse me, I'm asking radio
questions.
What's
wrong with this radio station? We'll edit all this out afterwards.
Sit down.
We'll edit this out before it goes out like we do every other week.
Oh, my God.
It's too high. Come on.
Bradley.
Hi.
Who do you prefer?
What,
your
mum
or your dad?
Ooh, tough call.
Ooh, that's a tough question. I ask all the guests, by the way. That's my question.
I do have a favourite.
But don't say it.
Okay. They know.
Okay. Who do you prefer, your sister or me?
I do have a favourite.
Okay, other questions. Yeah. Richard, ask one.
Your questions are really intense.
I couldn't hear any of your questions because I was fighting with my chair there, so I couldn't do it. I'm not really interested in you because you're behind me. And I've talked to you already.
You know everything about me.
We've talked a lot.
But I'm interested in you.
She toured with Mickey Flanagan, Kerry.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was really nice.
Was that in like big, was that when he
was playing big venues, big rooms with him. It was lovely. He did Hammersmith and Apollo and stuff.
Big rooms.
It was nice.
Yeah.
It was good to play to people that... have when come to see Mickey. No, it was really nice.
Was it difficult being a support act for someone else?
I thought it would be harder, but actually it wasn't so bad. They were a really nice crowd. Somebody told me recently that Mickey Flanagan's audience, every venue said that they'd never sold so much alcohol in their life. Like every venue just made a packet on the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Do you think
does he get a cut of the bar money?
He should go in for a cut on the.
Well, you know, I know. I'm sure we all know, but there are some of the big comedians who part of their deal is to say, "I get."
I didn't know that.
70%. There's one particular big comedian. He's quite big. Who says get 70% of the car parking and the cloakroom?
Who is it?
He's quite a big comedian.
Michael McIntyre.
He's quite fat as well. But it's not Michael McIntyre. I imagine a lot of them
Peter
do.
Peter Kay.
Ah, your face changed.
I am saying that I'm poker faced. It's not Michael McIntyre. That's all I will say. it might be him as well.
I'm going to call him. That's genius.
It is. It's brilliant. And then also just tour the same jokes over and over again and just film it in a different location and put it out twice. That's what I would do. I might do that.
You work too hard, Richard.
I write different jokes every year.
I know. You're wasting your life.
To be honest, it's pretty much the same joke. But at least I change it a little bit. It usually involves my penis and ejaculation. And sometimes there's bumming though, you know. So it's, you know, I've got a range.
There's bumming. You've got a load of range.
There's all range all over.
You've got the penis ejaculation and the bumming.
Pooping yourself sometimes. If you talk about that.
That's you. That's you. Me. That was you who did that.
I pooped myself at Richard's house.
Did you?
Oh, proper shit.
Did he frighten
anyway,
you?
Anyway, let's move on. Questions! Have you got some questions?
Did he frighten you?
Have you got some questions?
Okay, questions.
Is that really what you're going to do? Is that going to be your contribution to this, Lou? I like this. I'm glad when we have guests because it's you and me bickering. And we kind of ignore the people who've come all the way in to publicise their...
I don't feel ignored.
Okay, that's good. I'm ignoring him.
Especially
we're right back there. It's weird. Might as well sit in that room over there and just shout through a megaphone.
Brett, I think he's jealous of your section, and I think this is why he's behaving like this too.
I'm very jealous. Look, he's gorgeous.
Oh, he's gorgeous. Gorgeous.
He's in TV sitcoms coming out your eye holes and going in your eye holes.
Yeah, but... And he can swim.
Can you swim? Yeah, we talked about swimming, didn't we?
Quite a strong swimmer.
Did you go swimming?
I swim a lot. I swam today.
I've been swimming today.
Where did you go?
I went to the Acton Virgin.
Which
is a bigger pool than the one at Hammersmith, which I usually go to. But I get very upset by people misusing the lanes.
I get really angry about that.
How's your lane
delusional twits doing the butterfly down the slow lane.
Yeah.
Work it out.
Well, you've got to go in the right lane. But also, I got in the middle lane today because the other lanes were quite full. And I've worked out I was probably at medium, but the other woman in there was going quite fast.
Yeah.
But also, she was doing the arrows, but the opposite way. She was on her own. Usually people on their own go back.
Case.
And then she swam right towards me and wasn't looking, so I had to kind of get out of the way. And then when I got to
Hold the other end, down till the bubble stopped, mate.
When I got to the other end, she was looking at me because I was in the same lane as her, and I sort of pointed at the arrows, and she went, and then followed the arrows. And then she was swimming behind me, and I was doing the backstroke, and she caught me up, and she didn't see me and nearly hit me.
See, this is London. You don't get this out of London. Lane rage. You can't give cut eye in goggles either. It doesn't work. I've tried. People get very angry.
Yeah. But just obey the arrow.
Crystal Palace. It's massive. It's an Olympic-sized pool, and we still have these problems.
Do you?
Yes.
Are you good at swimming that Olympic? Because I went to when I'm in a big pool, I kind of get tired halfway across the length.
I just want to do a bit less.
Yeah, but it's something psychological. In the
I like it.
The Hammersmith pool's really small, so you get that. Then
no,
you go,
see,
do
I
loads
don't
of
like
length.
Small pools.
And
now.
Then the Act one's a bit bigger, but in the Olympics twice as big as the one I'm.
I like it. I feel like a winner.
Do you?
I just power through, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really weird because there's a lot of comedians play football in Crystal Palace on a Tuesday, and sometimes I swim on Tuesday. And I'll tell you this, I don't look my best after a swim. And occasionally, first time it happened, I thought I was going mad because I saw, like, oh, look, there's Tim Key. Oh, look, there's Joe Ball. And then I was like, there's loads of comedians. They're coming out of everywhere. And then I realised it was Tuesday's football.
They're like ants and Crystal Palace is their nest.
Like, why are they here? It's not Edinburgh. Am I in Edinburgh? I was having a sort of Jacob's Ladder Edinburgh Festival flashback. It was horrific.
Jacob's Ladder, from you're making a biblical allusion there rather than the
film.
Tim Robbins.
Jacob's Ladder in Cheddar Gorge I was thinking of.
No, I was thinking of the film with
Tim Robbins.
I was
thinking it's not like Jacob's Ladder in Cheddar Gorge
at all. It's awful if you have to explain your bloody references, isn't it, afterwards with a footnote.
I've not seen Jacob's Ladder with Tim
Robbins.
Oh,
it's brilliant. I recommend it.
Could you explain your reference to it?
He has, like, he's a Vietnam veteran and they were sort of testing drugs on them during the Vietnam War, and he has these occasional horrific flashbacks.
Oh, okay.
And it's this because of these drugs.
That is like Jacob's Ladder in Cheddar Gorge, actually. So, I used to work on Jacob's Ladder in Cheddar Gorge before, well, selling tickets, which was a really cushy job. Well, I had lots of jobs. I worked in Cheddar
Cake. You sold a lot of stuff in your career.
Well, I have. I didn't sell many tickets there, but it was quite a good thing because mainly in those days, it's different now in Cheddar Gorge if you're going to go. But in those days, you could buy separate tickets to all the different attractions.
Right.
But you could buy a big ticket to all of the attractions, which most people did. But occasionally people would...
Rich.
No, wait, this is a good story.
I don't think people want to hear it.
They will. This is a good story. I've never told this story before. But occasionally people would buy a ticket just for Jacob's Ladder. But all you did is just went up and down Jacob's Ladder. So if they did that, it was 50p to get in. I just kept the 50p and didn't give them a ticket. I made £1.50.
You're like Peter Kay.
No, I'm like he doesn't steal. That was literally stealing from.
You took 50p and pretended you didn't have any.
I took. Well, there was no way. Yeah, because most people came through on the group ticket, so you didn't sell that many tickets.
There wasn't much walk up.
There was. Everyone had them exactly. Okay. And so I wasn't an idiot. I let some of the people get through. So it wasn't like they came and went, how come? No, usually this takes £1 a day here from tickets, and you say, I'd just be careful. I do it every now and again.
Have you carried that guilt with you?
No, because then later on it was found out that the manager of the cave at that time was, she'd go and relieve someone in the lunch break. Probably should say this when we're not on air. She'd go and sell the main tickets during the lunch break, and she would then get out an old roll of tickets from the year before and sell those.
Whoa.
And then just keep all the money from the tickets. So she got fired, but they never caught me, and they never will because I kept quiet about my crime.
Well done, just did it on radio.
They'll never discover what I've done.
What's the statute of limitations on Cheddar Gorge?
I don't know. I reckon. To be honest, I'm gonna pay them back for the for money I've stolen.
£3?
Yeah, I'll give them and plus interest.
Give them the Loch Ness Monster that you don't want to
get. I'm not giving, no one's getting this. Anyway, talking of working 9 to 5.
Oh, God.
Excellent.
Which were coincidentally, actually, it was about 9:30 to 4:30 in Cheddar Gorge. But it was very similar to this record that I've chosen specially. And that was Dolly Parton, 9 to 5, which I don't know if you noticed, it segued quite nicely in from what I was talking about. It's like we planned it. So anyway, you guys have got to go because you're going to do a gig.
That's right.
Where can people, if people are bored of listening to this, can they come and see you at this gig?
Yeah, come to 99 Club Leicester Square.
99 Club Leicester Square. You're both doing this together?
No, I'm at the Comedy Store.
Oh, you're both sort of heading down to the Leicester Square area.
We're both in the same vicinity.
Yeah. Cool. And where can people see you if they can't get to the Leicester Square area of London?
Crystal Palace Swimming.
Are you going to be in Edinburgh?
I am doing Edinburgh, yes. I'm going to be at the Stand for the sort of second half of the festival from
Terrific.
The 13th.
And I can't remember, Brett.
I'm doing the sexier Camden Fringe.
Oh, that's right, yes.
In August.
Oh, that'd be good. And you're doing the McConnell Festival tomorrow?
Yeah, doing that tomorrow.
Oh, on Saturday? Or Friday or Saturday?
Sold out, though, isn't it?
I don't want to brag, but I'm playing a 30-seater. It is full.
Oh, well, there it could literally change Brett's life.
You're not coming to McConnell?
No, where's that?
It's in Wales.
Of course
No, that's how you
not.
Say it. Well, look, we got another guest coming in, so go and do your gigs. And thanks very much for coming in. It was, sorry about Lou and me.
I liked it a lot.
But apart from that, it was good. You two were great in it, so that is the main thing. Thank you very much. But give him a round of applause,
bye.
Lou. You're my posse.
Thanks, guys.
Here's another
bye.
Record. Just while we're getting ready for the next guest. I was going to press the wrong one. It's C. The Pixies.
Bye bye.
Off you go. They're kissing. The girls are actually touching and kissing.
Bye-bye.
I'm shaking the hand of Brett. And that hand has been in some places, I can tell you. Nice to see you. Take care. Bye. Very good looking boy.
Richard Herring and Lou Sanders, ripping you a new ear hole.
Whoa. We're straight into another guest. This is very exciting.
I'm excited.
Are you? It's Andrew Maxwell here.
I forgot to clap him.
Clap.
Yeah. For God's sake, where's my manners?
Oh, no, I'm clapping. I'm not allowed to clap. It's just one person should clap. That's the rule.
I'll do the clapping.
No, you're not allowed to clap
yourself.
That would be ridiculous. No. It's one person clapping is what every comedian wants to hear.
That's it. Just the sound of one hand clapping. That's it. That's how we know it's a good joke. When one person claps and everybody else frowns.
So you were just saying you're off air. You're doing some voiceovers for MTV.
Yes.
And you've been touring.
Yes, I was a 7-week tour around Ireland.
Wow.
Culminated in a DVD record in Vicar Street.
Oh, wow. Great.
And then at the same time, I was doing the voiceover of it's a new MTV show called X on the Beach.
Right.
Where I am the it's sort of like a pervy. I play it as a sort of a pervy version of Come Down With Me.
Right. Which is slightly pervy already.
So, and so when I watch Come Down With Me, I think, this needs to be pervy.
This could do it more perv.
Are you allowed to actually be heard masturbating on the voiceover?
Oh, I am extremely silent masturbating, yeah, so there's no way they'll hear
that's
me.
That's lucky.
But I'm watching them. I'm looking at them. Scantily clad they are. They're all on a beach. It's ripply muscle dudes.
Yeah,
and,
which is also
and dolly
good.
Birds. And yes, it's the first episode went out last week and it's been a massive smash for MTV. They're delighted. I mean, who knew that semi-clad youngsters
alcohol
on the beach and, alcohol and sex and shenanigans would be popular?
Never, I would never have guessed that. That's where I've been going wrong.
You know what I would like to do is get that program and view and film my stepdad watching it and making commentary of it. Oh God, we've done down to an alarming.
Oh, this is as dumb as it gets.
It's
trust
me. So dumb.
Wouldn't
it's gone all the way around
to get like some like a load of dads
disapproving dads.
Yeah. Disapproving at the same time.
Disapproving but watching for the full hour.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Disapproving with hard ones.
It's addictive television.
Yeah.
That's but it's
I'm going to watch it, that's for certain.
It is at the lower end of the brow rate.
And so are you touring this, is this show done and you're doing a new show or are you touring the show
you've been
doing?
Well, I'll be doing a couple more appearances of it at the Udder Belly on the South Bank on the 14th of June and the 5th of July.
That is correct, at 7:45 p.m. I believe.
Yes. And so there's those and then into Edinburgh and I'm doing, I've decided I'm doing four little venues. I'm doing an experimental mini tour around London because over the 20 years of, this is my 20th year in London.
Wow.
Amassed a lot of just London-based material, but obviously it's now good to you in Edinburgh.
No.
It's now good to you in Ireland. It's now good to you anywhere outside of London.
Yeah.
But you know, so I've just compiled it all together. So I'm going to be doing those. Those shows are going to be called London Loves.
In Edinburgh.
Oh, great!
No, here.
You're doing that here.
Yeah. One in Bush Hall. One in sense. The Liberal Club in Peckham.
Oh yes.
I
always go there. I'm very liberal.
Extremely liberal. The Comedy Calf and the Arcola.
Cool. So, well, I live very near to the Bush Hall. I might try and if I'm not working, I might try and come and catch you on that one.
He's always working.
So if you've lived here 20 years.
Yeah.
You've got a very strong accent, haven't you, Andrew?
Well, I'm Irish. That's how it happens. Like,
it was those first years that were the telling thing with his accent when he was in Ireland.
When he was just a baba.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm home all the time, and I can also speak like you know. Like a bamba clot if I want to, yeah.
I don't think you can.
Yes, I can, yeah. I can speak.
No, the producer's not shaking as well.
And as a white lady, she would know, of course. as the judge of all things black and street, everybody knows white ladies are at the top of that. I've lived here a long time.
What part of London do you live in?
North London.
Yeah.
It's what I like to tell people is Muswell Hill, but is in fact the back end of Wood Green.
Okay. Yeah, we're thinking of moving up there, but I'm not sure. Do you think it's a nice place to live?
It's not a nice place to live,
no.
But you know, once you fight your way in, you're there. You're stuck. That's how mortgages work. No, it's good. It's nice. I like it. You know, I like Ali Pali.
Yeah.
I've always loved the Victorian folly that is Ali Pali.
Yeah,
it's got a nice.
Have you been there, Lou?
Yeah. I think move to Muswell Hill.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's got a rock and jam show once a year.
Okay.
It's got Black Hair and Beauty Festival.
Okay.
It also has a German beer festival. It hosts the snooker and the darts.
Well, now
you love that.
Well, I like snooker, but only if it's me playing against myself.
Maybe
if that's what it is, I'll come.
Oh, that's solitaire with sticks, my friend. One stick.
That's what I like.
Yeah, it's everything. It's got an ice rink. It's got a duck pond. You name it.
Is the duck pond and the ice rink the same thing, though?
No, it
is
not.
One is in winter and one's in summer.
It could be, but it isn't. It's two facilities for the price of one. It's got a boozer, where a lot of van drivers in the afternoon hang out and just hide, because it's free parking and you can just have a pint of something cheap.
And enjoy home.
Yeah. And then there's
are you in that pub as well? Is that how you know?
Occasionally I'll be crossing the summit of Ali Pali and I might nip in for, you know... Maybe a Smirnoff Ice. Why did I say that? It also has a pitch and putt course.
Wow, okay. And this is all Alexander Palace.
This is all Alexander Palace.
Cool.
Alexandra Palace.
Alexandra
Palace.
Yeah.
It's also where the German, Anglo-German community were interned in the First World War.
In the First World War?
In the First World War, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes.
It's where the first ever broadcast from the BBC was held.
That's all I know about it. I was about to say that and then you beat me to it. So, you know, that's my...
63. At the height of the Spanish Civil War. I mean, not only four people had tellies at a time, but it was going on.
36.
36, yeah.
I think you might have said 63.
63 would be a bit late. I was thinking,
I'm sure TV was going on.
TV was a weird fact that I learned recently. Did you know television only started in South Africa in 78, 77?
I did not really? Know that.
Yeah, they wouldn't let it. They thought they could, the old regime thought it would be subversive.
Yeah. Because it what? Because it was in black
right,
and white.
Because you're right, yeah.
Because it's black and white to begin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Come, we'll play a record and then we're going to regroup and see how we're going. Mm. It's we're ready for the floor. Hot chip. Hot chip there. I came round to it. I'm sorry if Hot Chip are listening. Sorry, I was disparaging at the start there. It's quite unlikely they are. Jim, who we tried to talk to on the phone, says, Rich, sort your phone lines out. I banged you an email instead. Jim. So that was Jim, who we tried to talk to on the phone. It's exciting because we're live. This is the first time we've ever done it live, Andrew, and we could talk to people on the phone.
It's a razor's edge.
No, it's not working.
What were you going to talk to him about?
I was going to talk to him about amusing things that have happened in queues or terrible things that have happened in queues. Have you ever been? You must have loads of stories. I bet you're in queues all the time. Standing in queues and post offices.
It doesn't seem to be a lot of queuing anymore.
Do you think so? You don't think so?
I suppose the post office would be the only place you get one. It's sort of a heritage activity.
It is sort of
weird. Online these days.
That is true. But then you get the queue on the phone or online. I suppose not so much online.
They didn't have to queue when they phone us up because there's no one in the queue. It's only Jim that's tried to phone.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Mercifully queue-free.
But we lost all of the... We didn't say this, I don't think, but we lost all of our... The fuse blew right at the beginning of this show, so we lost all of our screens. It was your fault, Lou. Did you know this? Because you plugged in your computer.
Yes.
And you blew the fuse. So that was your fault. It wasn't just... We were blaming Justin Lee Collins. And if he gets blamed
enough.
Because he was on just before us.
Okay.
It's not just
picked him out.
Yeah. He did the show before us.
Just because Rich looks like him.
So I'm going to blame John Gaunt. I'm going to blame as well.
Mm-hmm. Tell you what, if people can't phone in, they could just phone me on my mobile. I'll put it on speakerphone.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's a good idea.
The producer's nodding.
We could just give that out.
Is there any problem with that? I don't know. I think that's how they do it. All the big radio stations.
They do, They say they're patching somebody in, but they're just putting their iPhone on speaker.
They certainly are. So your show that you're doing at the Udderbelly in London is called Banana Kingdom. This is the one you've just done the DVD of. What's the Banana Kingdom all about?
What's going on with that?
What's that?
Well, his show was from last year in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And the Scottish nationalists who wished Scotland split away from the rest of the UK and then based their smaller country on one national product, a.k.a. hydrocarbons.
Right.
And that struck me as very similar to a banana republic.
Yeah.
Which is the definition of it. If you just... Well, it was originally Guatemala in the 50s, but it could stand for anywhere. But they also wanted to keep the queen. So instead of banana republic, I thought banana kingdom.
Okay.
And I also love bananas.
Yeah, it was good. And it's a nice... I wondered if it was about banana republic, but it's kind of quite an interesting... It can be interpreted in lots of different ways.
Well, that's the idea. You want it, I think you, from an Edinburgh title show, you want it to be journalistically multifaceted.
I it's
good.
Don't you?
You really do. And so do you come up with the title first and then... Does a theme run through your stand-up shows or do you just...
There might be sometimes, but I like to just come up with an interesting... Because Richard, you've got to come up with a name long before the show.
You certainly do.
Stage worthy. So almost 6 months beforehand, you might be engaged in all sorts of other activities and not have your head on that at all. So, I just try and come up with something that I would find.
And I mean, it's got a lot of room there. You could talk about the bananas generally.
Oh, absolutely.
Ignore it.
Well, while I was out on tour in Ireland with Banana Kingdom, Ireland became the world's largest banana producer.
No, come yes. Up it. You're being ridiculous. You're being
no,
ridiculous
I'm not,
now.
I'm surprisingly not. Fife's, the banana company, took over. They were number two. They took over number three, and then together they are now the world's largest banana company based in Ireland.
They're based in Ireland, but not many of the bananas are grown in Ireland.
No, but technically they're European produce because they're taken green and then ripened in warehouses in the European Union. Using carbon monoxide.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, that's how you ripen them.
That sounds dangerous to me, though.
To the banana, yes.
Yeah. But what if that kind of...
I mean, if they aren't already dead.
What if you unpeel and it's just carbon monoxide and then you eat that by mistake?
Well, just like a smoke cloud of carbon monoxide.
Yeah, it's in a banana shape and it sort of holds together and you bite into it and then you've swallowed a load of carbon monoxide.
It could happen, but
it's not so far.
No, so far.
So has it pulled Ireland out of the money troubles then, these bananas?
Well, I'm glad you added money troubles.
It's pulled Ireland out of the abyss.
And all the other stuff.
They've had a few troubles over there.
It's true, over the years. Yes, it's been small but significant growth figures. And I'm sure the bananas have been part of that.
Cool. Have you done a different... You're always in Edinburgh. Have you done it every year? For how many years have you done it? Or have you had a year off?
I've been there at some point.
Yeah.
Every year for 20 years.
Wow.
But I haven't done the full one-man show all the full month, full hour.
Right.
Every year, I must have done that about 15 times, 14. Right. This maybe, you know, 14. You know,
you did a one-woman show once, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. I did. I thought it was going to release more from me, but it didn't. It turns out I was quite an opinionated, frigid, Hitler hair-wearing woman, which brought in quite an interesting demographic.
But I think it's interesting when people do keep going back, because not that many people do. I think I was trying to work out, because I've done the last 11 in a row. I mean, I've done, again, over 25, 20.
Absolutely.
I've done most of them over...
Before that, so,
But I've done 11 in a row, and I was thinking, has anyone else done that? And I think David O'Doherty is the only other person who probably does that. And maybe Kitson, but he doesn't always do it, does he?
I couldn't tell you.
To come up with a different show every year, it's kind of... Do you find it difficult, or do you find it easy?
I'm preaching to convert, but you do it because it's difficult.
Yeah.
You know, it's that it gives you a schedule to your year.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the reasons why you do it. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's as you know, you go potty at some point. Like, you completely lose your mind, living the 98% the exact same day as yesterday and the day hence. But you know,
and do you still cane it up there, like in terms of in the evening?
Nowhere near enough. that was that was a Freudian slip. I just drink beer now.
Yeah,
I found that cutting spirits out of your life doesn't accelerate the drinking process. So I knock spirits on my head. And actually, last year I had my 13-year-old son with me for the whole month. So, or pretty
You've
much.
Got a 13-year-old.
Yeah, my eldest is 13. Yeah.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I just turned 40.
No.
Yes.
Look how lovely and young he looks.
Thank you.
That's all genetics. It's all the bananas he eats. That's what.
It's all the alcohol and drugs he eats on.
Yes, it's a mixture of the alcohol, the drugs, and the bananas. And swimming.
And the carbon monoxide.
See, I'd be on the other way. I'm starting to drink spirits instead of beer, but mainly because.
For piddling reasons.
Well, partly, and just because it just bloats me. I can't drink that much beer anymore. But you're still young, and it happened after I turned 40.
But that's the reason why I've taken that on, because it has a natural inhibitor to it.
Right.
You know?
I see,
I like getting a little buzz on. Yeah. I don't like my emotions swinging from yes to no at 3 a.m. with relative strangers.
But I remember, I think, you talking about going on we've been on the Fred Macaulay show together a few times, but going on Fred Macaulay
the night before. Yeah, I've done that quite a few times. Yeah. I've entertained really sweet Scottish grannies while ripped to the tits. They didn't even notice. No. He's very characterful, isn't he? He's got a lot to see for himself. Doesn't he hide it under a bushel, this boy here?
It's terrible when you're drunk on air. I did it once where I'd really been up all night, because I hardly ever stay up all night. I like sleeping. But I had stayed up all night, and I just couldn't really work out what was real and what wasn't real. Yeah. And what I had no real control. I was just thinking I could say anything here. I don't think I did say anything. Did you swear on it?
No, very successfully don't swear. Tom Stade swore a lot last year and really upset some people.
Yeah, you've got to be careful. You can swear on here if you want.
Once we start broadcasting thing, I try not to swear.
Yeah,
just as a discipline, because I'm a massive fucking swearer, really.
It doesn't sound bad. Nothing sounds bad in Irish. You can say anything, and it's charming.
Yeah, you got 10 minutes to get out. Oh, charming!
Is it Bobby? That a few times, isn't he? That was
seen you coming in and out of the fucking peelers. What's going on, Bobby? What's that?
Actually, it does.
If you needed a bit of a dig out, we'd give you money. There's no need for you to go squeal to the peelers, mate.
Are you gigging this evening? Are you heading
no,
up for a gig?
No, I'm going to go back and just poddle around my house. Just chill out.
That's nice.
It is nice.
Do you get many days off? Because I don't get many nights off anymore.
No. There's always something happening.
Yeah.
I mean, which is good.
Yeah. Well, you're here doing this, aren't you?
A rich, varied life. It's good. Yeah. It's good. It's, you know, it's it saves you having to do Sudokus to keep your brain fresh, keep yourself on your toes. But no, I don't usually. It's more that sort of thing of when you know you've been on the road, because from the Irish tour, I went straight to altitude out in the Alps.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
so I was out snowboarding and gigging and whatnot. But from there, and then I was away with my kids. So it was just, I hadn't been in my house for like 2.5 months. And
yeah.
Jesus, you get to a point where you're like, oh, I just want to like back up my receipts. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You go, oh, I'd quite like to do a bit of admin. Do the receipts. I'm sure I've got to renew my home insurance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to do it all the time, but it's weird the way.
No, it is nice. It's very nice when you get a little night. I like a night, little oh, night in with my wife. It doesn't happen very often.
I make a soup and put the
lose out all the time.
I'm going through a bit of a time. Going through a bit of a time of it.
She's recently broken up with her fiance.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So I went hell for leather on the phone. Really living my life. One bad mistake at a time.
Absolutely.
It's not over yet though. Every week she says that.
How long have you been unbetrothed?
About three months.
Oh, that's a good.
I feel top of the world now. I'm absolutely fine. And I saw him in Sainsbury's the other day, but don't worry about it. It's not really it. Radio chat. I just saw a boy in Sainsbury's. Yeah. Not everyone wants to see him. What was in his basket?
Yeah, what was in his basket? Oh, were there any signs of another woman in his basket?
No, he was with his new girlfriend.
Oh. Was she in the basket? He never carried you in the basket.
I thought, do you know what? Good luck for him. But good luck to them, I thought to myself.
That's right.
So I'm a spiritual person. Should we play a song?
We will play a song.
No, let's God's just... I think we only did two more sentences and she'll totally crack. She's on the edge there.
I'm having the time of my life.
I have to say, tears are a ratings winner.
And I never felt this way before.
I think we'll play an official record. It's this is before your time, Lou. This is my time. Baggy Trousers by The Madness.
I'm aware.
That was Baggy Trousers from The Madness Band. And now it is time to talk to Jim on the phone. It's the third time. Let's see if he's there with a story about queuing. Hello, Jim. Oh, for fuck's sake.
No.
Come off it. This is just... It's beeping like they've got him on hold still. Take him off hold. It's like
just
a beep.
Just accept it. Just let it go.
We're doing one live so we could interact with our one audience member, Jim, so we could talk to him.
There's more than one. You know this.
There's three. There's three people and they're all waiting to come in. And every time it's gone wrong.
There's real
this
people.
Is
there's
just,
more than
I'm going. I'm leaving.
You're out there. There's,
do you want a job? Do you want to come and work at Foo Bar Radio doing this show with Lou Sanders?
How often?
It's once a week.
On a Thursday.
Well, you can do it any day. We know we pre-record it most of the time, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. I do my admin in the show and I also eat my dinner.
She eats lion bars.
And I go to the toilet. I just do what I want.
She goes to the toilet, usually not in the room.
I'm not getting paid very much.
I know. Oh, when you don't get paid a lot, it's always best to do even less. That's the way to go up the pay scale.
I get paid more than Lou does.
Rich gets paid loads.
Good. That's how it is. Yeah. Just like in tennis. Yeah. The male stars get more than the female stars.
Do you know today, right?
It's not true. They changed it, actually.
No, they did, yeah.
Last night, I spilled super glue on my flatmate's £3,000 table, designer table. Then I smashed my iPhone screen, which has already been fixed last week. Then I spilt cabbage soup all over two lots of gym kit. I've had a real day of it.
How has this taken an hour and a half to come out? Why have you been talking all the shit you've
been
talking
about? I've been on Facebook while you've been talking.
Doing the show that
and
you're
I remember.
I see.
So is your flatmate annoyed by...
he's such a lovely guy and I'm going to get it fixed. I'm going to go to a furniture restorer to fix it.
Like in the old Yellow Pages advert.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
But online.
French polish is not easy to do.
It isn't.
We're losing all our crafts, you know. We're losing our crafts. I saw an interview with the last Britain's last barrel maker, Cooper, I believe.
Yeah, Cooper's, yeah.
Actual last real Cooper.
So when he dies...
That's it. He's the last one. Nobody wants to be the apprentice Cooper. He's the last one. And it was on the radio. It was on Radio 4 News. And they're interviewing him and he's talking about it. And he goes, so you'll be the last British Cooper. At the end of the tradition ends with you. And he goes, yeah, yeah, that's it. It'll just be me. I'll be done. He goes, and what are you going to do when you retire? He goes, well, me and my family, we're all absolutely crazy about roller coasters. So you're going to go on a giant roller coaster holiday all across Europe. It's just like, it completely ruined the piece. Ruined it. Sad moment. Let's have a moment's silence for the death of ye olde England. Roller coasters! That's it. Where are the great arts, you know, where are the great crafts? Is there any Fletchers left?
No.
I want to know.
No. Well, I was thinking about the other, because like Smith is such a popular name, right? And can there have been that many Smiths in the old days that it all would just, the people who were Smiths, yes, just shagged a lot? That's my question.
I'd imagine that if you're the guy who was good with an anvil,
yeah,
you got all the chicks
back
in the day.
So you just had loads and loads of kids and
you're
went out.
You're also the guy that makes the weaponry for the men that go to war while you stay behind.
That's true. Right?
So you're a cuckold king. You're leaving every egg in every nest.
Yeah.
So I'd imagine that's a little bit of it.
Yeah, that's good thinking. I like I like the way your brain works.
Thank you. It's a disproportionately common name amongst the Roma community.
Is it?
Because they're traditional tinkerers of metal.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing.
There was a lot of different kinds of smiths as well, I suppose. There is, yes. All different metals.
Well, the same with Wrights as well.
Yeah.
Mel Smith
is a different
type of smith. Yes. I don't believe it was a medieval trade. That was.
Smithy from that sitcom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He's there. That's two of the
probably could name
Mr.
quite a lot of
Smith. Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Hey, we've got Jim on the line. Well, let's find out if his name's
he's
Smith.
Interrupting.
Hello, Jim.
Hello, Richard.
Jim.
All right. Bye. No, I'm going to talk to you.
Good chat.
How you doing, Jim? What is your surname, Smith? Is your surname Smith, Jim?
No, it's Dale.
No, I knew that.
Great name, though.
This is a good name. Where do you think that came from in history? What did your ancestors
do? Well, it's geographical, isn't it?
Just a Dale.
So I don't know,
he lives
Dale.
In that Dale.
I'd imagine he's named after somebody from the Dales.
Maybe.
I'm glad we're going for the genealogy. I'm afraid my family history is tedious, boring, unimaginatively Anglo-Saxon.
Yes, you seem very...
Let's move on to...
There's nothing wrong with being Anglo-Saxon.
There isn't.
I mean, I'm not one myself, but, you know, one of my best friends is...
There's nothing wrong with it.
One of my best friends is Anglo-Saxon, and he is a direct descendant of 7 Anglo-Saxon saints.
Really?
They
can't have been having sex, though, those saints.
Oh, old school saints could...
Okay.
Yeah. And what's
Augustine
your star
had a bad
sign,
put
Jim?
It was.
Jim, tell us your star sign.
Jim,
star sign?
Yeah, don't listen to Luke. Just ignore Luke. When you've been working with as long as I've, you just ignore what she says. Don't listen to her, and I think we'll just fade. I might just fade her mic out. What have you got a story about queuing, Jim? Because this is very exciting.
What's it
like being on FUBAR Radio? By the way, are you excited? Because you're the first person.
I was excited about an hour and a half ago.
Yeah. Have you been deliberately fucking this up to make us look bad? Because Ewan, it's his fault, really. He spends most of his time getting his dreadlocks put together, to be honest.
On the whole scheme of things, if I'm sat about on my own, waiting to talk to people on the radio because I've got nothing else to do with my life, it's in my interest to make that call happen.
I suppose so. The thing is,
I just thought it was the most elaborate ruse to avoid talking to me since I last tried to come home for Christmas with my parents.
But the thing is, you're the only person who listens to the show, so if you're on it talking to it, no one's actually listening to the show anymore.
That is a bonus conundrum right there.
So, you know, in a way. So have you got an amusing or terrifying or awful story about being in a queue? Because I hope it's good.
Well,
after all this,
I gave you a bell at the top of the show.
Yeah.
But I bunged you a tweet as well.
Yeah.
So it was my other half that suffered the indignity of having to listen to Roland Gift sing.
Oh no! So we've already heard the story.
So yeah, but fortunately, I've got a backup. Rich. You know,
wow,
I'm a very
well put
together young man.
That would have been terrible. It would just been embarrassing. Yeah. Would have been an embarrassment on our first live show. Go on, tell us your other story.
Right, so the long and short of it is the glamorous high-octane world of rubbish football.
Oh, yeah.
I support Exeter City.
Oh, bad luck. Well,
they're just Green Rovers, right?
They have just luckily survived, haven't they, Exeter? In Division 2, where York City have made the playoffs.
Ah, the Minsters.
Yes, they have. The Minstermen have been strong, they've been powerful and compact.
Yeah, don't want to rub it in, but, you know, there we go. We were
right.
We were third bottom on Boxing Day, and look at us now.
What are Exeter, the Exeter cunts? Wow.
The Exeter, yeah. I mean, the Exeter cunts is a little bit more difficult to market than Exeter City, but I like your thinking.
What's their cheeky nickname, the Exeter players, the Exeter team?
They're the Grecians.
Oh, that is terrible.
The Grecians?
It's historic. It's beautiful. It's poetic.
But what is
Exeter
the connection?
Isn't in Greece, though, is it?
What's the connection? No. What is the...
Used to be in Greece before Pangaea was around? Is that what it was?
I think the general consensus is it's because of the large Greek community that was there when the club was formed.
Okay.
Really?
But there we are.
Do you have is there a historic Hellenic community in the greater Exmouth area or Exeter area? Is there?
And I couldn't speak intelligently on that, Andrew.
Well, why?
You've done very well with everything else we've been throwing at you. Keep going. No, just make some stuff up if you like.
I'm trying my best to keep my composure.
Get on Wikipedia.
The Grecians, anyway.
Anyway, tell us your story about Exeter City. Right.
So, we go to a place called Forest Green Rovers, small place in Gloucester. But at the time, our chairman was Uri Geller, and on our board we had Michael Jackson, David Blaine, and Darth Vader. True story. So we're all over the news.
Darth Vader,
Mark Lawrenson,
yes,
Darth-faced Doom veteran on Football Focus, gave us a right hard time.
Right.
And as we were queuing to get into this tatty little ramshackle ground in Gloucestershire, he has to walk past us to get to BBC commentary.
I'm enjoying this so far.
He gets a right good booing. I was 18. It was 10 years ago. I was feeling, slightly overly confident. So I thought, I'll let him have it.
Yep.
So I leant right across, booed right in his ear. Ooh. And without flinching, he turned round right in my face. Just, fuck off, you knobhead.
Touché.
it was witty. It was articulate. I think it was an Oscar Wilde quote. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah.
But a TV actual celebrity who was supposed to be respected and revered said to a teenage lad, fuck off, you knobhead, right up in his face.
I love that it's knobhead at the end of that. It's like it starts strong and then goes very weak at the end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once you start with fuck, you've got to go higher than fuck, right?
Can't you, was it?
Exactly. And Mark Lawrenson was on Celebrity Mastermind with me when I did my Celebrity Mastermind.
Oh, yeah?
He did one of the teams he used to play for, Preston North End or something like that. He was his specialist subject. And he got like six or something. He did really bad.
His collars are extremely high. Has anybody noticed that on Imagine a Day?
No.
His collars are much
heavily
larger.
Heavily starched.
Yes, they are. They're
strong,
much larger.
He's a strongly starched man.
Yeah, they're sort much larger than anybody else's collars.
Well, that's interesting. Like Harry Hill style. Do they go just?
Yeah,
to,
yeah they're
just
huge.
High.
You'll see. You'll see.
I'm going to look out for that. I didn't notice that when I was sitting next to him. I had other things on my mind. Rasputin. Because that was my specialist subject. That was very good, Jim. Have you enjoyed being the first and only ever caller we're ever going to have on the Richard Herring Show on Fubar Radio?
Richard Herring and Lou Sanders.
Richard Herring Show.
It's been rewarding and exhilarating like whitewater rafting.
Cool. Thank you very much for calling in. And if you want to call in at home, there's a chance you might get on within an hour and a half. So ring at 0330-223-0200. Don't you ring again, Jim, because I think we've exhausted... I think you did very well. I'd like Lou to give you a round of applause. Goodbye, Jim.
Bye, Jim.
Fuck off, you knobhead.
No!
I have to say, Exeter is a wonderful place.
Yeah.
You can You can hire kayaks and go down the River X. And on the way, there's riverside pubs you could stop in.
Yeah.
Get a couple of drinks into you.
We went to Go Ape there. It's really fun.
You went to what?
Go Ape. You know, you swing from the trees, the Go Ape thing.
I don't know.
From the trees, you get zip wires and
okay.
stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, that's more.
That was in Exeter.
Flying foxes.
Exeter.
Flying foxes.
I don't know, but I am. I'm a bit of a fox.
You're quite an adventurous man.
I do.
Snowboarding, canoeing.
I was swimming in a lake today.
Were you?
Oh, that's the best.
I was swimming in a swimming pool. Where was this lake?
I was up in the ponds in Hampstead. I was in the men's pond in my wetsuit.
Is it cold? It's a bit cold.
It's 14 degrees in the water now.
That's not so bad.
It's all right. Yeah, it's fine.
Do you dive in or just swim?
Although our diving board is temporarily broken.
Right.
It will be back for any fans of the men's pond in Hampstead. It will be back, I'll be reassured, on the 15th.
Okay.
15th of the month.
Is there a slight homoerotic edge to the...
It can be. Yeah. It can be in the summer months. But then again, the mixed pond opens up next Saturday.
Okay.
So there's a certain amount of migration of straight men over there. And then once it gets hot, the lawn outside it is called the meat slab. And the men's changing room, the naked men's changing room, it's, there's a divide in it that is simply known as the snake pit. You can get it.
I had a feeling it would be like that. And now I've got an image of the people of Hampstead spawning in this pool, in these pools, and coming together and leaving their frog spawn.
That's how they breed.
Yeah.
That's how Guardian readers breed.
Someone died in the woman's pond at the end of last year.
She did. How do you have to bring us down with that? It's a comedy show.
Yeah, she did. It's really sad.
It was sad. I think it was a heart attack or something like that. But I've swam in the ladies' pond, which is
it's lovely, the ladies, isn't it?
Yeah, it's beautiful. So it's really nice. Beautiful. Set deep in the woods. They let us in there for one day because the men's had a gas scare. So there was a gas leak scare.
So in a lake.
Well, there's all sorts of gubbins, isn't there? There's all sorts of under road businesses.
So were the ladies in there? Because they all go to
it was mixed.
And everything.
It was temporarily mixed, and yeah.
Because all the ladies got everything out, baps out all the time, 24/7, all the time. Mm.
So it's much, much colder. It's much colder.
Is it? That's why I thought it was cold. I said, didn't I? Is it not a bit cold, is it? Because
I've been in the ladies' room. 2 degrees colder.
Did you go in naked, Lou?
No.
No.
Went in. A two-piece.
That's good to know. Let's, talking of fashion...
Mm-hmm.
Why I'm going to look oh, through my heavens. Just going to flick through my record collection to see if I can find something
guess,
about
let's guess what yeah. you're going to play this to do with fashion. Okay, it's the game you
it's going
play.
To be David Bowie
oh,
fashion
no mm. that would have been good
fashion
that's not a song.
Should be.
It's the only other song with fashion in it. That is the only. It's from before David Bowie, but not much before David Bowie.
Lou Reed somehow.
No. Well.
Fashion police, fashion faces.
Yes, that was the Kinks. Ray Davies lives near you.
Someone just made me a call.
He lives near lots of people. It's not just me. It's just not just me and Ray on the road. No, you just see him. He knocks around Highgate.
Okay.
I'll often on the way to the pond, I go past and he's just banging around. He's just hanging out.
Yeah. Trying to get recognised or just?
He just seems to be pottering around. Like.
Yeah. He's great. He's an amazing songwriter. Someone should let him know.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
I asked for a green tea and he put the green tea bag in and filled it up with cold water. So cute.
That's not so how you cute. Infuse. That's not how you get all the power of the herb.
So cute.
It's for the best. Hey, Lou, I'd like to hear some of your stories.
Play the jingle then.
I've just got to find... I'll tell you what. First of all, because it's all different.
Hey. No, it's just our first day.
But it is our first day of doing live stuff. We should have played that a lot more. Here's your jingle.
Tickaboo.
Now, is it sexy or is it
sexy.
Horrific?
Sexy.
This is Lou's story. This is like the first, she can't be able to write a whole book, which she writes the beginnings of.
I write erotic short novels. I do different ones every time. This is called Carol and Kevin. Carol and Kevin kissed each other passionately, using tongues. Soon he was French kissing her between the legs, and she was not doing anything to stop him. I've got to say, she was into it. When they had both climbed... Okay. When they both climaxed really nicely, she said to him the normal compliments, and he
How's he coming? What's he doing?
Because he's enjoying it so much. That some men enjoy doing that so much.
When they hit both climaxed, the stuff in between, you just have to imagine that. I can't do everything. Use your own imagination. They did it, okay? When they had both climaxed really nicely, she said to him the normal compliments, and he in turn was very flattering about her part in it all. Nice vagina, nice genitals yourself, mate, and so forth.
And so forth.
But then Carol grew quite distant.
It's nice having a new person in the room to listen to this and see his confused face as everyone else just laughs.
Sometimes I do thrillers.
Listen, you're lucky you've got an erotic. You've got an erotic one, you're lucky.
But
you're not here for horror.
But then Carol grew quiet and distant. Kevin stopped playing with his hair and asked what was wrong. It's just everyone's against us. No one wants us to be a couple. They're so anti us. We're like Romeo and Juliet, only not from Belgium. I don't think they were from Belgium, Carol. They were Kevin. They were Belgium. He ignored her ludicrous ignorance and stared at her glistening breasts times two. And don't turn away.
No, I'm just swivelling with excitement.
The erection has taken his
excuse
balance.
Excuse me, you're ruining a pathos.
Oh,
excuse me, you're ruining a pathos story. He ignored her ludicrous ignorance and stared at her glistening breasts times two. Anyway, they've got used to us being a couple. It's kind of understandable in a way. Yeah, I guess we are brother and sister. They were brother and sister, guys. That's why their mum and dad was against it.
Is it like a sort of Game of Thrones vibe? Have we got another one?
Yeah, I'll do one more. Okay, this is called Bill.
It fills up some time. That's the thing.
It does, definitely.
Between our birth and our inevitable death.
Try not to get hard on everybody. Calm down. Okay, Bill stirred his coffee, and as he did so, he had a stirring in his pants. Coffee turned Bill on, especially when he was watching a porno at the same time. Bill liked his coffee like he liked his women. His favourite was Amanda. Hang on. Don't look at the stirring.
I can't read.
Okay. Bill liked his coffee how he liked his women. Bitter and available on street corners. Yeah, you guessed it. Bill liked prostitutes, all right. And guess what? There's more. Bill was a policeman. That gives you some ideas about the morals of the police.
There's twists in these stories all the time. That's a twist. You weren't seeing that coming.
What I'm saying is he was a policeman and he was using, like, prostitutes.
Yeah, well, that's, they all do.
So, actually, really bad on the police force, guys. Well done to me.
Is that it?
It reminds me of the state of Hawaii is only making it now illegal for a cop to have sex with a prostitute.
Really?
Yeah, up to now, from the start of Hawaii till now.
You've got a lot of knowledge, haven't you?
He's got
On central central Pacific prostitutes, don't we?
Only police were allowed to use prostitutes?
Yeah, it was undercover cops were allowed legally have sex with prostitutes.
Okay.
It was a weird loophole.
Yeah, undercover cops are allowed to have sex with crusties and stuff now, aren't they? That's what in England. They're allowed to have kids with them. Yeah, so you get some privilege. It's like the little perks of the job because it's a tough job. So I think that's fair enough.
It's a tough job, man.
It's a really hard job.
After a while, you look in the mirror, you don't know who you are anymore.
You do. Yeah. And it's hard to remember what's a crime and what's not. And then who polices the police? That's my question to you.
Exactly. Stuff starts to get vague.
Yeah.
You know, the lines get blurred. Whose side are you on? Are you still a cop? Or is your allegiance lie with your boys?
It's true. Ewan's coming up. I think we've got another phone call coming up.
Oh my God.
It's from I think it's going to be Edward. It's going to be on the phone. We'll see. On this one here, let's have a look. Hello, Edward.
Hi, Richard.
Oh, hello. Hey. How are you doing? Andrew and Lou are here as well.
Hi, Richard, Andrew and Lou.
Hi, Andrew and Lou.
Hello, Richard.
Yeah. What Edward?
Edward. Excuse me.
Hello to you, Edward.
Hello, Richard.
Sorry, Edward. Edward. What were you having to say there?
No, sorry, I'm not listening. So I just
fair enough.
Said Andrew, so I thought it may be Andrew Collins.
Oh no, it's not. No. I wish it was.
Are you still friends with him? Have you fallen out?
Have we fallen out? What's this? What's this turned into? What the hell's going on with you, Edward? Oh. Who do you think you are coming here? Who do you think you are, Edward Woodward?
Yes, then.
We haven't fallen. Well, we did fall out. I think it's fairly much on record. Yeah. So, but we're not unfriendly. But he doesn't want to. He's moved on. He doesn't want to do podcasts and stuff anymore. I would have happily carried on.
What he did with you was probably the best thing he's ever done, I guess.
Well, you know, it's...
God, it seems like Edward's got an agenda here. It seems like Edward's...
It's all right. Edward's lonely. He's sitting at home thinking, you know, I'm not listening to the show. I just thought I'd have a... He's seen the number on Twitter. He thought he'd ring in. And this is why we pre-record the shows usually. Pardon?
How do I listen? Is it just online?
It's online. You can get an app on your phone, Foobar Radio, or you go to foobarradio.com. I'm guessing, I don't know, foobar.com or something. I don't know. I don't listen to it myself. I'm on it.
I think Andrew Collins has also got old podcasts you can maybe download or find online as well.
Did you just think you were ringing me up to have a chat?
Yeah. Is that a bad thing to do?
No. It's nice. I'm quite lonely too. We could be friends. You never know.
Can I ask you a question,
Edward?
You
got a lot of callers then?
Yeah, loads of callers.
Two so far.
Brilliant. Well done.
Thank
That's
you.
That's all right. But it's these things snowball, don't they?
I know you think you're being funny. The joke's on you because no one else is listening to this. It's a prank call, but you know you're only pranking the people in the room.
Is there any specific? Is there a specific yourself. Edward you're named after, Edward?
Am I named after Edward?
Are you named after a specific Edward?
Oh my God, I'm going to die.
No, not really. No. It's not a relative or anybody. Just a random name for some reason.
That's a good name. It's a strong name, fella. I have a lot of admiration for names like Edward and Richard. Ones that have stayed strong all the way through the Middle Ages till now.
They have Richard's dying out, though. Richard's going. I think so. Richard's. I feel like an old man now with the name Richard. I think Edward still is a, you know, is a good name for the youngsters.
I don't know. Ed, Rich. There's a I see what you're saying.
A little bit of a sort of 40. And Andrew's had a long.
Andrew's had a bit of a comeback, but it wasn't strong in the Middle Ages, like.
Was it not?
Oh, did Richard the Lionheart, Edward the Confessor. I mean, you boys have like some serious royalty.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. So, and there've been eight Edwards, only three Richards. So there we go. Yes.
Yeah, yes. I was just saying, there was actually about 12 Reginald Edwards, but only, I think, 8 actually got numbered.
Right. Is there any reason for that? Was it regicide?
Well, Edward the Confessor is missed out.
There were ones before, they started putting the numbers on. You are right about that. And I didn't know when this call started, I didn't think you would say the phrase Reginald Edwards.
Yeah, sorry.
So, no, that's nice. I thought you were thicker than that, to be honest, at the start, and then you've proven yourself to be
Why
much
closer.
So, well, just because I just made a presumption, and I know, and I think we've all learnt something here today. Don't presume just because a man has rung you up to be slightly sarcastic.
You'll
to
be
you.
An awful witness in a murder trial.
He's turned out to be a decent bloke, does that make me a bad bloke? That because he's now clever, that I respect him more.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, anybody that knows a little bit more about medieval history goes up in mind.
Well, that's to be fair, he sounds strung out on drugs, don't you, Edward?
He's a little bit.
In a good way. I mean, I like a mushroom or two.
lose a girl, Edward. So I don't know if you talk to many girls, but you are talking to one now. You've gone a bit quiet now.
I'm but a woman.
She's a woman.
On the edge.
How old is this woman?
That's a very personal question. Are you checking she's over 16? Is that what you... If she's over 16, I'll carry on talking to her.
Not over 16, but also under a certain age as well, you know?
Yeah.
A woman's value in the market drops with age.
You know? I'm going to smash some stuff up.
Yeah.
My Tinder age is 29.
Moving you to the right.
She's a mature woman, and she still has...
But
she still has some years of, you know...
Oh, my God.
She's sprightly.
I've got the womb of an 18-year-old and the body of a 29-year-old.
How old are you, Edward?
You're rotting as you go out.
How old are you, Edward?
My DJ age. I'm 28. My DJ age is 28.
Okay.
That was on the boost, wasn't it? That gorilla, he said my DJ age is 29, but I'm actually 40 or something like that.
Don't know, really. And I've got Andrew Maxwell here, so I
seen Noel only the other day.
Did he?
Hey, Andrew Maxwell.
He's in
Andrew
form.
Maxwell,
can
that's
I
a
ask?
Oh, yeah. Ask Andrew Maxwell something. As long as it's not racist, you can ask it. What are you going to say?
Ask him hair tips. He's always got exemplary hair.
That's nice. That's a nice thing to say.
Well, it naturally falls into this Lego shape. So, I do very little work with it. I mean, about once every sort of 2 months, I go into the hairdressers and get a bit of weight taken out of the back.
Yeah, it's good.
Because I find it gross.
You get weight taken out.
Get the weight taken out of the back. And that adds a bit of dynamism to the fringe.
In actual fact, Richard's got really good hair as well. You've got like the top 10 in like hair in terms of like comedy or something.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
Huh?
I've got a bit of Irish blood in me. My grandfather was a Hannon, and my hair comes from my Hannon. So I wonder if it's an Irish thing to have. My hair grows really thick.
You can't be as thick as Mickey Flanagan's. God Almighty! Look at that! What a bush! What a mane!
Oh, Edward, oh, Teddy, I've got a short back and sides.
So I think we might leave it there with you, Edward, though. But, you know, a lot of shows would have cut you off straight away. So that's the kind of nice here.
If you were pressing the button.
I know, I can really do it now. If you want me to prove
that's,
it, I can
that's
do
fine,
it.
That's okay. It's winding up anyway. That's okay. It's very nice talking to you.
It's been very nice talking to you. Thanks for ringing in, Edward.
Have a lovely evening.
This is what makes it all worthwhile to talk to people who don't listen to the show. Makes it all worthwhile. All right, see you. That's all right. Take care.
Is it subscription?
Yeah, but you can get it free for a week or something. You know, you can download this episode and play it to your mates and see what they... Have you got any mates?
Of course he has.
One or two,
that's nice. Of course he has. Oh, he knows about Reginald Edwards. Okay, take care, mate. Cheers.
Right, nice chat.
Yeah, nice chat. Oh, dear. I think we'll play it. I know that's made me, you know, sad to be alive.
I liked the fact that he had good knowledge, and then just when I thought he was going to be really rude to me, he played a compliment.
That's
as much as you want.
He pulled the rug out from under our feet a couple of times.
He foisted our petards.
He made us feel foolish. Here is Lauren Hill. I call her Lorraine.
Lorraine.
And do what that thing.
Jingle a massive.
We've been having a lovely chat about eating birds and snakes and swimming pools. It's been very good. I've enjoyed that. I like about Andrew Maxwell. He's got a lot of knowledge.
Mm. I do try and bring something to the
table.
You
do. It's very interesting. We're talking about Alouette songbirds.
That's where the song comes from. Yeah. Alouette, danse Alouette. It's just a little sort of songbird. And the French traditionally, as I said off air, traditionally eat it underneath a cloth. Because I believe it, in the Middle Ages, it was like a sin. It was a sin to eat the Alouette.
Right.
But it's only tiny. I mean, there'd be no eating on it at all. Like.
Do they just suck the meat off the bones and spit out the bones? Or can you eat them? Is it so small you can eat the bones of a bird?
I don't think that's right. It's not like whitebait. Oh, I do like crunching through whitebait. I eat all of you whitebait.
Yeah.
Head, face, tail, the lot of you. But no, I don't think it's that small. But yeah, I don't really... The appeal of it is beyond me, but...
As well, it's, you know, sometimes the stuff that happens in between when the records are on is the best stuff, and you've missed the best conversation we had.
I learned recently is that the starling,
is
an odd thing, right? The starling, as we know, they, you know, they swarm around Brighton. You'll have all seen starlings in their packs or droves or whatever, the gangs of starlings. Is that there was an American, eccentric American millionaire in the last century, not the last one, but the one before, the 19th century. You get what I'm saying? The Victorian era.
Yeah.
He decided to introduce every animal that is mentioned in Shakespeare to America. Every single animal that was mentioned in Shakespeare as a Shakespearean nut. And he introduced the starling, the British starling, to America.
Right.
And in the reverse of what's happened with the American grey squirrel coming here and defeating our indigenous red, our delicious, lovely little red with our little squirrel nookin, it's gone the other way in America. And now it's overrun by the starling, which is proportionally one of the fattest, heaviest, most densest birds in the world.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, long story short, that'd be probably good to eat.
We've been talking about what birds we would eat, but there we go. Well, look, Andrew, thanks so much for coming in.
And
I know you've got to go and do your admin, so I won't. We've got you a raisin and biscuit Yorkie there.
I'll get into that.
Take that away with our compliments.
I'll get into that. Have you experienced?
I've paid for that myself.
Could you just get a photo of Andrew with the Yorkie bar?
Yorkie bar moustache, possibly.
I mean, it is Nestle, and they're really bad company, but still.
Oh look, they're all.
Nestle aren't any more evil
than anybody else. Cadbury's were once a noble firm started by Quakers, had some ethics, but they were bought by Kraft.
Yeah.
Who knows what they're into now?
So Andrew Maxwell, go and see him at Banana Kingdom, doing Banana Kingdom, not at a Banana Kingdom. It sounds like he's like in some kind of little world. That sounds like it's like a little tourist attraction you could set up. But if it goes really well, this show, you could set up like Banana Kingdom.
I would like to. Ultimately, I still want to be in show business, but I want to get off the road.
Yeah.
So if I could get a really good regional tourist attraction going, like my own version of Mr. Blobby Land or whatever.
I love those places. I mean, as touring comedians,
Edward could help.
we'll bring Edward in. He was nice. He was a nice guy.
I was at a theme park last week with the kids 2 weeks back in rural France called Niglo Land.
Hello.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we thought. Then we turned up there and his logo was a hedgehog. So we were like, oh no, we've got it wrong. But then all around the park there were animatronic black and white minstrels.
Oh no.
Surrounded by the usual rites. There was just animatronic.
Wow. Jeremy Clarkson would like it there. Hey, topical reference.
I have never said that word and I never would. Of course not.
He's just admitted that he did say it.
Because it's
on tape.
Yeah.
According to The Guardian, Jeremy Clarkson's begged viewers forgiveness after he appeared to use the N-word during filming of his... I don't know which one it is. There's lots of N-words. You need to tell me which one it was. Anyway, go and see him on the Saturday the 14th of June or Saturday the 5th of July at the Udderbelly in
South Bank. The big purple cow on the Thames.
Yeah, that's nice. I'm doing some gigs there as well. Or in London doing your London show.
London Loves. They'll be in the little venues. They'll all be on all the details on my website, andrewmaxwellcomedian.com.
Great. And really fantastic comedian. So do go and catch him in Edinburgh or wherever you can see him. In Ireland a lot. 7 weeks in Ireland touring.
That was done. That's all done.
But you'll be back.
I'll be
doing
back. More. Oh,
you
God,
will definitely
I'll
be back. So... ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Andrew Maxwell, there he is. Thank you for coming in. We'll play a bit of music and then that'll give him some time to leave without it being embarrassing. It's the Gold Frap with the arrogantly titled number one. I don't know if it did get to number one. Let us know if you listen. Alison Gold Frap.
George Gold Frap.
Richard Herring and Lou Sanders.
Ripping you a new ear hole.
Right, we're in the last hour. We've got 50 minutes to go. Let's get the energy up. It's been quite a relaxed one. I'm getting a bit soporific, but that was very, it was fun to talk to Andrew, wasn't it? He's a very, I like Andrew. He's got a lot of facts about stuff, and
he's
I like that.
He's very intelligent than white looks, isn't he?
He's a lot more intelligent than that. Your racism looks. Makes you think.
No, he was nice. I thought he might be an asshole, but he's a lovely guy.
Yeah. So what's spin up going on in Lou Sanders? Because it's 2 weeks.
Yes.
Since we were last. I did miss you.
Aww. Well, I made a lovely snack on Tuesday.
Did you?
Yeah, it went really well.
Really good.
Oh my God, guess what? My mum signed up to Foobar Radio to listen to the show.
Hello, Lou's mum.
No, well, she didn't. And then she said, I haven't forgiven you for Foobar Radio yet. And I thought, what? Because I get a bit racy, don't I, sometimes?
Yeah, you do.
But it was that she signed up and she keeps getting really weird emails on the distribution thing, like, Big Dick 99 has sent you a drink. And she's like, oh, I keep getting offered a drink by, you know, John
really?
Tubles or whatever. Yeah.
I'm going to sign up to that. If do you actually get an actual drink off them?
No, I think it's all this
virtual world.
Did I tell you that? Oh, yeah, I did. I tried to use the dark internet and you have to buy bitcoins and it's really exciting.
You did tell me, yeah.
Oh, my God, I still haven't quite worked out. But anyway,
okay,
it's really exciting.
Was that what you wanted to tell me when you got excited about? What else has been going on?
No, I had a nosebleed on a guy.
Where
that's what
this?
They like, right? That's what they're into.
Some of them are.
Yeah.
Some I don't really like any bodily fluids on me.
Right. Not even.
No.
Okay.
Sure. I don't mind putting bodily fluids.
Note to self.
I don't mind putting bodily fluids on and in other people.
Right.
But mainly one of them. Mainly only one. I'm not interested in we.
No. No, I'm not. I mean, I don't.
And blood, I don't. I get very upset about seeing blood, people bleeding in films and stuff.
You're all heart.
Well, I just don't like it.
Do you talk about body fluids as well?
Yeah.
You know, you know when I first met my boyfriend, I was drinking quite a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I did these piss sticks. You wee on them, and it tells you whether you've got any liver or kidney problems. Okay. Turns out I'm absolutely okay.
That's good.
Carry on as usual.
It's also there's one that can tell you if you're pregnant.
Oh yeah.
A similar thing.
Oh, no,
mainly for women.
No, I took care of that.
Okay. Good. Do take care out there. Always put a condom. To our younger listeners, always wear a condom or on your penis, or you can get them for your vagina also. Get vaginal condoms.
What, Rich?
It's just, it protects Rich. Against disease if you're sleeping off with people off Tinder. Rich. That's all I'm worried about.
Rich, I'm off Tinder now, so.
Cool.
Yeah. Rich.
You said that about four times.
What have you been up to?
Well, I've been in Russia, and I think I might... it's not really a blog, but I'll read you this blog from Dickie's Diary, you like to call it.
Oh, Dickie, what's in your diary?
Good question.
Oh, Dickie, what's in your diary?
So this is, in fact, just like a little... If you get the Metro newspaper for my column on Fridays, don't bother this week. I'm going to read you what's in there tomorrow. Yeah. I'm going to read it now. Last week, I visited St. Petersburg in Russia to research my new play. Yes, a comedian writing a play. I am the 21st century Ernie Wise. It's called I Killed Rasputin and will premiere at this year's Edinburgh Fringe. This is good because this is also an advert for my Edinburgh show. And focuses on Felix Yusupov, one of the assassins of the notoriously difficult to kill and diabolic Holy Man. You might think you know everything about Rasputin from listening to Boney M. Of course, he was, of course, the lover. I've noticed a mistake there. I hope they took that out and I hope the subs noticed that. It says you might think you know everything about Rasputin from the listening to Boney M. I hope they spotted that. That was a little test for them. He was, of course, the lover of the Russian queen. And remember, in 1916, he wasn't so easy to shag a member of the royal family. Russia's greatest love machine and a cat that really was gone. It was a shame how he carried on, to be quite honest. It turns out that Boney M's historical research was not as good as one might have hoped from a 1970s silver platform-booted disco combo. His first name wasn't even Rara, it was Grigori. So check your facts next time. But even the official historical account is shrouded in myth and blatant falsehood. The story of his murder reads like something from a Hammer horror film. First they fed Rasputin poisoned wine and cakes, but he didn't die. Then they shot him in the heart, but 30 minutes later he was up on his feet and making a run for it. They shot him again in his back and the centre of his forehead, and then beat the body, possibly chopped off his 30-centimetre winky. A penis, that is. Before throwing the rest of him into an icy river, and after all that, he supposedly died by drowning. If they are writing it now, they'd probably say that the only way they could destroy him was to lower him to a vat of molten metal like the Terminator. In my play, I hope to get a bit closer to the truth of what happened that night, but also examine the fascinating life of Felix Yusupov. He came from a family so rich that he once discovered a palace that they'd forgotten they'd owned, which they'd left to rot for 80 years. His dad once gave his mum a mountain for her birthday. That's how much money they had. That was her birthday present. They lived in sumptuous luxury, not giving a fuck from the mass of the... that doesn't say fuck in the metro. You'd have to get by the metro tomorrow to find out for naught P. That the mass of the population experienced the harshest poverty. Remind you of anything? The Russian peasants finally got so fed up with this inequality, they decided to rise up and redistribute the wealth. I'm not trying to give you any ideas, just saying to the rich, look what happens when you start to take the piss. I visited the remarkably well-preserved Yusupov Palace on the banks of the Moika Canal to see where Felix lived and where Rasputin died. It was filled with exquisite furniture and gaudy golden ornaments. They had a ballroom and even their own theatre. You can understand why someone living in a place like this would become detached from reality and feel untouchable. Felix Yusupov survived the Russian Revolution and died in 1967, in probably living for over half a century after Rasputin and the Russian royal family had met their fates. But you'll be glad to hear he didn't ever have to live in poverty, as he managed to salvage a few jewels and a couple of Rembrandts as he fled from when the money was running out. He successfully sued MGM for their portrayal of his wife in Rasputin and the Empress. That's why all films now have the disclaimer, any resemblance to real persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
Oh,
that's true.
That's true.
I'm glad that he is dead, so he can't sue me for writing about him as well. Not sure about Rasputin, though. Is he dead? You all remember the bit in the story where he said, I'll be back. That's what he says at the end. You remember it. Anyway, that was my blog. It was like a little history lesson. We've been laughing and learning today. Mainly learning. We've had a few more. We should say a few people have been... Because we had our guests in early. The email in has gone a bit quiet from us, but we've had plenty of emails. Here's one from Seb. It's about queuing, I hope. I haven't read it. We're going to find out as I read it. I was in a bank in Botswana. That's just showing off.
Mm.
I was in St. Petersburg. It's not as good, is it? And I had to take a lesson in African queuing. I hope this isn't... If this turns out to be racist, it's not my... I'm not... It's not me. So I apologise for Seb if he turns out to be racist. I don't think he will be. Intense heat and people constantly leaving the queue to... he's spelling Q-C-U-E, which is putting me off a bit. Because I'm thinking of snooker now, and that's... people constantly leaving the queue to buy pies, then returning to the queue in front of this queue again, in front of the hungry and dehydrated me, was a severe test of my patience. After 3 hours, I'd had enough and went to ask why the massive delay. The bank clerk informed me that the computers were refusing. Ah... I went to an air-conditioned bar and got drunk.
Well, when
it
in
sounded, Bots- it sounded well, like it was going somewhere. That
well,
story.
Well, when in Botswana, doing
the computers were refusing.
Well, I guess I went. No, don't worry. hey, I haven't got any emails because I can't get access to them.
I know, that's what I like about this. there's a text from Ronald. I like queuing. He spelled queuing C-U-E-I-N-G. What's wrong with you people?
I used to do that before I learned.
I can queue really well. Well, that's... I hope it's going to turn out to be about snooker, this text, or I'm going to be very upset. It's a great British tradition, and I salute those who, like myself, queue with decorum. It's queue. And a sense of duty to the queue and queuing etiquette. Stop writing queue wrong! However, when one has gas to release... All right, okay. Well, it's best to remove oneself from the aforesaid
territory queue.
We're
into territory now. Okay, he's comfortable.
Unlike the skinny little hipster girl who let one off in front of me queuing for the tube yesterday in Old Street. Well, I suppose they could have been queuing for the... They might have been.
I really want that green, cold green tea now.
Is it gone for you?
I've got a story. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone's been... Is it a warm green tea or is it cold?
It's really... you can't believe... It's like barely...
I don't know what's happening today.
I'm thinking maybe it's been sitting out there, which is good, which is fine.
Lou, okay. there's a text for you, which I'll read to you. Ooh, this is from Jane.
It's
ooh,
peppermint as well.
Ooh, Lou, that was indeed erotic to the max. hashtag sexy giggle. Just pissed myself laughing in the security office where I'm not supposed to be listening to FUBAR.
Aww.
My boss is now watching me intently. I fear I may soon be fired. Hey ho, it's a crap job and my boss is a wanker. He will probably read this email and I'm using the work computer from Jane.
Good old Jane.
That's all right, isn't it?
Good old Jane, unemployed.
And Edward has tweeted to say Edward was good. Smiley face. I think it might have been Edward, and I know Edward from... He's similarly...
Edward is known to us.
Well, I know he's been in my audience once, and he was a shifty fellow, Edward, and I was filming him. He didn't like it, and I suspected he might have been on the old Wacky Backy.
Oh, right. Guys, look, this is actual...
Peppermint tea.
It's actually got peppermints in. Sorry, what?
Don't drink that.
Don't drink it.
No, it's been sat in the office all day.
What the, what the flip of... What's going on
They're
here?
Trying to poison us.
It's so weird.
It's like Rasputin all over again.
They're trying to drug me. I don't understand. Why is it... Why can I not... So
you've been drinking tepid peppermint tea.
But thank you, Amanda. Amanda's on my side.
She is, well,
oh
for
my
a bit.
God. Let's read a story.
Are you going to be all right?
Yeah, I'm going to be fine.
What story? You've got
I
something
just
to
don't
read
know out. Why. It's a conspiracy. Okay.
It's just a, called, it's a. We've had a very
this
weird
is called
day.
Jeremy. I'm not sure whether this story is ethical. I hope I haven't tried. I mean, I'm worried about this one, but it's
okay.
Not
all right. Well, let me do you. So I'll do.
Tick-a-book.
Lou is worried about this, which worries me a lot because the thing she says that she isn't worried about. What do you want on here? Is it sexy?
Sexy.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I know sexy, mate.
Okay. I apologise in advance without knowing
but
what
I
don't say.
I think the intention isn't on the bad stuff because I'd never take the mic out of anyone vulnerable in society. It's important to remember that.
Okay.
But there's a twist. Okay.
Well, we can have a discussion. People can ring in and have
okay,
a chat.
Okay, but I don't
want
to offend anybody, this thing. Okay.
Well, don't say anything offensive.
Okay. This
Simple.
Is my story called Jeremy. Jeremy opened the door, dick in hand. It was a real surprise for his neighbour Sally, who'd been expecting Patricia from the book club. Good grief, she exclaimed, looking at this unusual display. Sally escorted him back next door to speak to his mum about the whole dick in hand thing. It was explained to her that Jeremy actually had learning difficulties, so then Sally felt pretty bad about it. So the message is, don't judge a man with his dick in his hand. You see, it's about judgment. You shouldn't judge people. People do different things for different reasons.
Cool.
We're all just different lives.
I enjoyed it. It was good. It was well worth the airtime it took for that.
I'm
not going to put a song on. I'm going to read this very odd email we've had from Matthew Payne, who sounds like a 17th century intellectual. The queue in question was the haunted house ride at Euro Disney Paris. I was with my dad and the queue wanders through a spooky graveyard which contained some gravestones. On three of them were the words John gone, Dave in his grave, Fred dead. My dad's name is John. He has two brothers, Fred and Dave. And you know what?
Go on.
It's not funny. It's not funny. Within 15 years, all three of them had passed away. Dot, 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 dot.
Oh, it's Thursday night, guys. It's Thursday night. We're living our lives on Thursday night.
I mean, like, within 15 years. It's not, if it was like, and the next day. Then it was Final Destination 5, and they went in that order, and then and it actually said that on their graves, and that's. I despair for.
Oi, love.
What?
Pop a song on my joke.
This is Gossip, Standing in the Way of Control. Don't we play this every week?
Yeah, we play the week. We do play Gossip every week, but I love.
That's fine. Is this your choice?
No, I haven't sent.
You should put some choices in.
I've got time to send songs in. Jesus whiz. Jesus whacked
him. Jesus whiz.
Jesus whizzed Jesus on whiz. Himself.
He probably did on the cross.
Jingle massive.
Right, we're here, we're back. It's 21, 28 and about 13 seconds. That proves we are live. Hope you enjoyed the proof.
Hope you enjoyed Richard reading the time for you.
It was exciting proof. And I know a lot of you have been waiting for this. The lines have been very busy with people wanting to get involved in this. We are going to be playing What's in the Bag?
What's in your bag? What is in your bag?
But with the exciting chance that someone at home is going to win, if they're lucky, all the stuff that's in the bag. I think it's somebody who's been on What's in the Bag before, but let's talk to him. Hello, who's there?
I'm Gareth.
Hello,
I'm from
Gareth.
Runcorn.
From Runcorn. I know the one, yeah.
Yes.
So I know that, Gareth. And you won the stuff that was in What's in the Bag before?
I did win What's in the Bag. I won the vinegar, which has come in very useful.
Oh, that's good.
We haven't used the Oxo cubes yet, and baby food was distributed amongst the cats.
That's been, well, I don't know, I think you got like substitute ones because I think they lost the actual ones. So it hasn't actually been licked by Lou. Unless she licked it.
Oh, that's sort of. Well, it's okay. I can imagine she did it in spirit.
Yeah, I'm sure you are imagining it. Anyway, you sit there quietly for a bit because I'm going to play it. You'll find out what you're going to win as Lou identifies each thing.
Okay,
and
okay, cool.
And then on the last one, it's an exciting interactive thing, like we're in Games Master. You are going to have to try and... She'll describe it and you have to try and guess it. So
she's going to describe it and I have to try and guess it.
You have to try and guess what it is.
Okay, cool.
Are you ready? Are you ready, Gareth? I think I'll leave you.
I am ready, yes.
I'll leave you there breathing, so just be careful you don't look in any of these bags, Lou. The first bag has two things in it, Lou. It's an organic Pret-a-Manger coffee bag.
I just thought it'd be really nice if one day you got me a present and I was allowed to keep it. It's really nice and it was from Selfridges.
I'll think about it. Have a dip in there. There's two things in there. What have you got, Lou? Don't guess, Gareth, this isn't for you. You'll find out what these things
are. Okay.
Shut up, Gareth. Stop ruining the show.
It feels like wax or something.
Wax?
Is it just me guessing? Can I smell it? Doesn't smell.
Don't eat it. She's trying to bite the thing. It's a very valuable thing, this.
Is it?
Yeah. Not now you've eaten a bit of it, isn't she's got it in her hand, she's got her eyes closed, she's throwing it around with her eyes closed, which is dangerous.
I don't know.
That
Clay, something shitty you made from plastic and you think it's good.
It's very close. It is the head of Charles Darwin from the film Scientists versus Pirates. I was given it by my friend Jim, who works at Aardman, when I went on a tour of it, and he said, do be careful with it and don't squash it up and leave it in a bag. Then I squashed up and left it in a bag, so his nose is all fucked up anyway. But it's not like one of the official things they used, but that's really good. That is like a proper piece of...
That's
probably worth lots of money, yeah. So that's Charles Darwin's head. You're going to possibly win.
Okay.
She's now taking things out of the bag and closing her eyes.
It's a wallet, quite clearly.
It is a wallet. That is my old wallet that I bought a new wallet today, so I'm giving that because this one's slightly falling apart. There's some holes in it. But Gareth wants it, and that is a Paul Smith wallet. If that was new, that would cost £120. But it isn't. Look, and what I like about this wallet is it's got a picture of a bear lady inside it. If you look in there,
misogynistic crap.
It's not. It's appreciative of the female form. So you'll get that, Gareth. If you win, we'll move on to the second. What's it? Let's do that one first. This is a big.
I can tell there's something horrible in it.
There's nothing nasty in it. It's nice to hear Gareth slightly laugh. Oh, that isn't it. What is that? That's just some rubbish in there. That's a €2 piece that someone gave me in the last collection.
Can't find anything else.
There's a big thing. There's a massive thing in there.
Okay, it's a book.
Yeah, what book is it?
I bet it's Hitler or something. Hitler's Great Ideas.
Very close.
I know you so well.
It's Joanna Lumley's Snow Room for Secrets. Which features in my Meaning of Life show. So that's a lovely gift. This one is what I've been really looking forward to giving you.
So okay. Enjoy.
No, this is not. This isn't for you, Gareth. This is still Lou. There's one more at the end.
All right. Okay.
I don't want you to try it. What do you think this is, Lou?
Is it a sex toy?
It's not a sex toy, but it's similar to a sex toy.
It's not a toilet brush, is it?
It's not a toilet brush.
I want to go home. Okay. Right, actually, I'm not scared of anything.
What does it feel like
to you? A big penis.
It is a big penis. It's a big penis candle.
That's brilliant.
I know.
Can I keep that?
No, that's for... I'm a bit worried if you keep it. It's really big. I mean, that is... Have you ever seen one as big as that? That's a real one?
Never.
Guys, mine is... If you folded mine in half, it would be similar to that.
That's what you
get. It's very white, but it's a candle. I've had that for a long time. Someone gave me that when I did Talking Cock the first time.
It's so brilliant.
And then, finally, this is the one
that... I have this? I really want this. I'm going on...
Gareth, if you win, can Lou have the penis candle? Or do you want
it? She is welcome to the penis candle.
It's a massive penis candle. You don't know what you're giving away there. And now Lou's going to try and describe... I'll take out my Radio 4 hoodie, because that'll be hard to describe. She's going to describe what's in there. You will win this and the other prizes, but not the penis candle, if you can get from her description what it is. She can't even get in the bag. I'm using a bag for life.
Right.
Describe it, Lou.
It's like an umbrella. Exactly like an umbrella. It's exactly like an umbrella.
What do you think it is, Gareth?
It's exactly like an umbrella. Is it like some sort of Mac?
I couldn't be more
clear. Is it an umbrella? Is it an umbrella?
It's my slightly broken umbrella that I am giving away to you. We'll also give you the Sainsbury's I'm Strong and Sturdy What's in the Bag bag. You get the Joanna Lumley book that has it featured in Meaning of Life. You get the Charles Darwin head. That is actually quite good. And you get it's a perfectly usable wallet. And it's Paul
Wonderful.
Smith. But you know, there's a
That's
couple of
absolutely
there's
amazing.
A couple of holes in it. So we'll send you that. Have you enjoyed being on the Richard Herring and the New Sanders
show? It's absolutely surreal. But yes, I have enjoyed every
Thank
second
you.
Of it. It's been
you
great
are fun. My you're in my top three callers we've ever had on the show. You're not as good as Edward, though. If that gives
Edward
you any,
was better, though.
If that ever gives you an idea of where you are in the rankings of the, but thanks
Top
very much for listening,
for me, Richard.
Thanks very much
Thank
for
you.
Listening. We've
Pleasure.
Enjoyed talking
Thank
to you.
You.
Have a good night. Bye.
Excellent.
Enjoy,
you too.
Enjoy
Thank you.
Your
Bye.
Stuff.
Bye.
I'm slightly worried about Lou taking that penis scandal home with her. Oops.
I've been to a hen party, and that's ironic these days.
It is. It's quite. It's a nice thing.
Also, I'm going to have sex with it.
Yeah, I think. Well, you know, if I could have sex with it, I'd probably give it a go. I mean, I could stick it in my arse. The wick is slightly worrying. I mean, I don't think I could stick it in my arse. It is very big.
It's I mean, it's horrible. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It's got a teeth mark in there. That was not me.
I think there's a bit of meltage going on in there. Anyway, let's play a record after that. That was very excitement, wasn't it? That was
great.
Very excitement.
That was great.
That is a word. It's The Prodigy. And if you like Outer Space, their song Outer Space, but they didn't like the second one they did of that, let's go back to the original and listen to the original Outer Space original. What the hell?
Yeah, we got bored of that song, just cutting
it
for
did
our
it on
through.
Its own. It's just that's the second time that's
I take your brain to another...
just that's... anyway, we're back. Luckily, we're nearly paying attention. Jim, who was one of the guys who made that Charles Darwin head, has tweeted in as well. He said he was in the queue. There was a huge... He does Shaun the Sheep. And a huge fight broke out between two families wanting a photo taken with the girl in a Shaun the Sheep suit. Which is, and there was someone else who was at Disneyland, and two people got into fights because I can't find this tweet, but this was from earlier, where a dad had joined his mum, you know, the mum and the child, and then someone else took objection to him getting into the queue with his family, and punched him. So there was a big fight. And Goofy was there, and it was all funny, but I can't find that one. But here's another one. Anna says, I was queuing behind a small child in Waitrose in Glasgow. Get you. With the Waitrose. The small child went up to the till and asked for a packet of skins. The elderly lady working behind the checkout was very confused and asked the child if they meant some sort of moisturiser. Why was a child asking for skins?
Well, mummy.
What else have we got? What are we going to do now? You got some news stories?
Oh, yeah, I've got
Let's
some news
go to
stories.
The news. There was something else I wanted to do, but I've forgotten what it is. The problem with doing this live is, you know, I get tired about 9:30.
Yeah.
Well, that's news to me. News time.
We shouldn't put pressure on ourselves to be entertaining.
Okay. What have you got in the news?
Okay. It is leopard bites terrified man. Do you want to hear more?
I do.
A leopard hid in the roof of a house in Western India before launching an attack on petrified residents. I like the way they've made it sound like, you know, he just said, yeah, I'll bide my time. Footage shows the cat emerged through the roof tiles after being spotted by locals. In Balapur, the villagers made a hasty retreat.
So, what was that?
In Balapur.
And why were you just.
It's a place.
Did you just think, I don't know how to say that, so
yeah,
I'll just make
a
noise?
I was going to back out of it.
Yeah.
It actually says Balapur Maserati, okay. But I thought I chickened out on the second word and just said Balapur. No one could go wrong with that, and then you picked me up on it.
I did, because I noticed it. You didn't hide it well enough.
You're very emotionally intelligent, Richard.
Thank you.
The villagers made a hasty retreat, but one man wasn't quite quick enough and felt a set of teeth in his backside.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, he went for the bum, right?
He did.
So no serious injuries were reported. They're quite lucky, really.
Oh, you know what?
Go on.
I knew what I was meant to be doing. We got a caller. Hey, Richard.
He's been waiting.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm really sorry we made you wait. I forgot you were there. Was it nice?
That's all right. I don't mind. I've just been listening to you guys on the phone.
We were waiting. We kept you in a queue, didn't we? You get it? Because that's what this phone's about. So you're Richard Wiggins.
Yes, I am.
You're one of our three listeners. According to our research into this, you are. We're just turning that down. You're a bit loud. Have you been drinking this evening?
Yeah, I've had a couple of drinks.
Yeah, how's that been for you? What have you been drinking?
Yeah, I've been drinking Peroni.
That's nice. That's kind of quite sophisticated.
It's the nicest lager, isn't it?
The producers
had an offer on. So
did they? The producers trying to work on your loud voice. Just talk a bit quieter.
Sorry.
That's nice. Just be a little gentle. Do you have a girlfriend or boyfriend, Richard?
I do. I have a girlfriend, yep.
And a boyfriend?
No, I don't have a boyfriend yet.
You've got a girlfriend? That's quite unusual for a fan of mine.
Yeah.
Is she like? Is she all right? Is she, you know?
She's okay. She wishes I didn't watch as much comedy as I do.
Yeah. That's the problem. That's what breaks a relationship up, because girls don't like comedy.
And Doctor Who, she doesn't like Doctor Who either.
And also, girls can't do comedy, as Lou is proving right now. She's putting a massive penis into a cup.
I mean, he says that, but he's laughing. He's actually laughing.
Lou, I just have Lou on to prove for all the kind of bigots out there that women can never be funny and never will be funny, because we're on the UKIP station now. Yes, it's officially branded by UKIP now. officially run by. Well, anyway, Richard. Sorry, no, it's not. I don't know what. I just late in the night. I don't know what I was thinking about. John Gaunt. So, what is your story about queuing?
Oh, 2 years ago. About 2 years ago, I was in London with my little brother, and we were in a queue.
What's your little brother's name?
Thomas.
Thomas Wiggins.
Hello, Thomas.
Yeah.
And he's not listening.
No, of course he's not. But we thought you might download it. You can download this now from the app if you're on the Apple app.
Anyway, we thought
anyway, as if you're not interested in talking. I'm fucking Richard Herring. Don't go dismiss me. Like, this is my radio. Don't go anyway. Listen to what I've got to say with respect, please. Anyway, carry on.
We saw you in the queue, and we were like, oh, hey, Richard Herring. And you didn't turn around. We thought, oh, grumpy bastard. Why is he not listening to us? Yeah. And then you turned around. It turned out it wasn't you.
Yeah.
It was someone who, from behind, looked exactly like you, but had a really freakishly old man in his face. Like, he just had it. Like, it was like we were expecting your face, and then he turned around, and it was just like such an old man, like at least 30 years older than you.
With a bob head, that's a brave move for an old man.
Yeah, it's a strange haircut for an old man. Yeah.
I'm a shapeshifter, though, so that was actually me. Like, when I'm like from a fairy tale or something, and when I haven't eaten the blood of virgins, I do. That is my actual face, so that was me.
Yeah, but at least appreciate it.
Don't go, yeah, and not laugh at my joke and dismiss. Don't go, yeah. Laugh at my funny joke and then go, that's very interesting, Mr. Herring. And now I will carry on saying, yeah.
I'm embarrassing. I'm so sorry, Richard's ego is out of control.
This is Richard. Don't call him Gareth. That was the last caller.
Richard. Sorry.
There aren't so many callers that we can't fucking remember their name.
When you're on the TV, I can interrupt you and you just carry on.
That is true. But I'm not gonna stand for this. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, Rich, shut up. I'm talking now. Fuck. You bloody fucking prick. Anyway, thanks for all the support and coming to all the shows and stuff like you do. It's very nice of you to support my work.
That's okay. Thank you.
Thanks for.
Well, it's good.
Good. It is quite good. Well, it's been lovely to talk to you. Keep listening. Spread the word to, you know, Thomas.
I will. Okay. I will.
All right. Bye, Richard. See you next time. Bye.
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 What nice people we've got on the show.
He's a nice guy. They're all nice guys.
He had some Peronis when he's tanked up.
He was just a guy on a Thursday having a beer.
Why not? That's why I said, why not have a beer? I'm giving up drinking for the whole of May.
Are you? Because of what you did the other week?
Yeah. I haven't done anything bad through drink for a while.
You've done a bad thing.
Done nothing bad, but I've, I'm trying to lose weight. This month I lost 0.2 of a kilo in a month. That's not good enough.
What? I don't understand why it's not coming off quicker for you.
Well, it has come off pretty quick, but this month I plateaued. In fact, it went down and then it went really up. And so actually in the last 4 days, I've lost a kilo and a bit.
Wow.
But I haven't been particularly bad, but I've been exercising a lot.
You know, I think you're beautiful, Richard.
Thank you. Well, it's not what you think, it's what my wife thinks, and she thinks
she
I'm disgusting.
She listens to me, I tell her whether...
She told me I'm disgusting. She says, look at me, I'm a beautiful princess.
She is beautiful, and she's also really, really thin.
She's really thin. And then she looks at me and goes, get off me, you disgusting fat body.
She doesn't. I know, Katie.
Get off me. Oh, you're too heavy. Get off me. Yeah. You're a tiny little...
Tiny little princess. Anyway.
Should we play a record?
Yeah, pop a song on, will you, mate?
Yeah, we're nearly at the end. Yeah. Just if you're wondering what time it is, 21:48. Just exactly hit 21:48 when I said it, and it's now 5 seconds past 21:48. So if you're looking for a time check, Looks like you don't have to look any longer, except now it's 21:48 and 12 seconds. It keeps changing. That's what's confusing about the time.
Rich is still
fat. We haven't got long to go. Here we go. That's very rude. This is Run DMC. It's like that. And, you know, I understand what they mean when I'm working with Luke, because it is like that, whatever it is.
That is brilliant.
Whatever it is.
Radio worth paying for.
Oh, y'alls. We're near the end, Lou. There's only like a couple of minutes to go.
Play
the last record. So that's nice, isn't it? I've been playing on the Pointless app. Did you see me on Pointless on TV?
We're not going to end the show.
I was on
like
BBC
this,
One. I'm really annoyed. I'm playing Rob, someone who's quite good, but I usually beat him. But we're on a decider round. He said, name an actor who has received an acting credit in any of the Mission Impossible films released up to May 2012. When I saw that, I thought, I'm going to go for David Schneider. That's my mate. That'll be a pointless answer. But he's gone for David Schneider, and he's got it, and it is a pointless
Rich,
answer.
Are we really going to end the show on this?
So, you know, I don't think I can do it. I can't think of any. I can think of Tom Cruise, but I can't think of many people in Mission Impossible.
Do you want me to Google it for
no,
you?
No, I don't, because that would be cheating. I don't want you even to help me.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, but that won't be a pointless answer, will it?
Tom Cruise.
You see, it was a very difficult time for me on that point. So we recorded it 5 months ago, and I haven't been able to talk about it for a long time.
Seems like now's a difficult time for you. That's
what
I'm hearing.
I'm going to talk about it now. But I had to decide. People go, no, you don't know anything. I had to do 1980s solo number ones. Mm. It's hard to remember if they got a number one. It's hard enough if they were solo. And I had to get under seven, and I went for Brian Ferry.
I think your ego holds you back, Richard.
It's not my ego. It's my desire to win.
I think your ego and your weight hold you back.
There's no need to be so rude at
I'm
this late stage.
Around.
Well, I'm very, very hurt by it. Duncan says Goldfrapp number one was top 40 in most charts, but did indeed hit number one in the US dance charts.
Ha.
Thanks for that. Love the madness, he says. And that was a text I should have read out about an hour ago.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think I'm going to lose that round against Rob. I don't like playing Sarah H because she just never gets anything wrong.
Has anyone tweeted in to say, oh, Rich, tell us more about Pointless?
They haven't, but I'm sure they would have liked to hear more about the experience. I hoped to go on again, but it was debilitatingly upsetting for me. So I don't know if I can for the good of my relationship with my wife and friends.
Snooze.
So, what have you got coming up in the coming week, Luz Anders?
Oh, actually, I have got something that I want people to come to.
Okay.
7th of May, Drink Shop Do in King's Cross. It's a comedy night.
I did that, didn't I, the other
you
week?
You did it the other week.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was good.
There
wasn't
was free
fun?
Sweets.
There's loads. They have sweets and cakes and cocktails and glasses.
Yeah.
Brian Gittins is on. You know Ricky Gervais.
I do. He's in the show for our friends Brett and Kerry.
Yes, he's in Extras. He was in Cemetery Junction.
Oh,
loads
he's in
stuff.
Lots of things. Yeah.
But more than that, he's bloody great live. He's so good. Mae Martin. I'll do a short little turn.
You're very funny.
Thanks.
You were very funny on that show when we did that show together the other week. I've got stuff coming up. I'm at the Mac Henchet Festival.
Oh yeah.
This weekend. Well, you're going to be there as well.
Yeah,
your show's sold
there.
Out, isn't it?
Sold out, mate.
I've got two shows. I'm doing my podcast show tomorrow on Friday, the 2nd, with Mike Wozniak from Man Down.
Nice.
On the 3rd, I am doing We're All Going to Die, my current tour show, which is only a few more chances to see that. You can come see the DVD record on the 23rd of May at the Bloomsbury. If you come and see it at the Bloomsbury, I'll give you a free copy of 10 if you come on the 23rd,
that's
my DVD.
That's a good deal.
It is. It's worth £12. The tickets are only £15.
Jeez.
So I'm giving a DVD that sells for £12 to everyone who comes to the DVD recording. And I might do it on the 22nd as well, but that is not a guarantee. this week, the MacFest is really great if you're in Wales and North Wales, or even if you want to travel to North Wales, that will be fine. I'm going to see Harry Hill's I Can't Sing musical on Tuesday.
Oh, nice.
Because it closes next week. Apparently it's very good, but no one's gone to see it.
Oh, no.
It's got really good reviews.
I might go see it. I'm going to go see it on Monday then. Is it open back
Tuesday.
On Monday?
I don't know if it's open on Monday. Probably it might be.
To on Monday.
It might be quite good fun to see it in the light. Stuart Lee wanted to go, so I'm going to go. If you want to go and see it on Tuesday, you might see me and Stuart Lee and my wife in the audience.
I'll go on Monday.
And on the 7th, if you don't want to go and see Lou's rubbish show, I'm doing a gig for Shelter, I think, at the... Can't remember where that is.
Come on, who's got time for the homeless, mate? They stink.
And oh, come on, that's too. You've let yourself down just for the last. I know, but it's not. Ask Jeremy Clarkson. You can say things are a joke all the time, can't you?
I do fundraisers for homeless.
Well, that doesn't mean you can start. Doesn't mean
you can
start. Doesn't mean you can start slagging people off. The disadvantaged off.
Listen,
I'm doing two charity gigs in one night. I know it's time to finish. We've done that.
Yeah.
We're having a good time.
We don't have to play the whole...
It's L7. We don't have to play the whole fucking song, do we?
Huh?
Oh, we do. Okay, we've got to go. I forgot. I was thinking it wasn't live. So, you know, I should have started playing it already.
Hey, I was leaving on a motto. A smile doesn't cost anything. And remember, hold hands with your loved ones. Bye-bye.
We're cutting into whoever's time that next thing is. I don't even know who's on next.
Well, it's a pre-rec, so we have to...
Well, just cut this rubbish record off.
It doesn't work that way.
But don't tell me how it works. I am Richard Herring.
Love.
Sorry I've messed up everything on FUBAR Radio. I think we'll live.
We love you.
I apologise for getting it wrong. See you next week. We're talking to Robert Webb next week.
Yeah, Robert Webb.
That's like a proper famous person.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. Sorry that everything got messed up on the next show. Bye.
Yeah, bye.